participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, here they come.
Get out of here.
Waiting for their best friend.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Great-Sized Tumor and all the ships at sea. And now a couple of guys that can teach Michelangelo a few things about painting the ceiling. It's the creator of the Justine Chapel, Don Geronimo, and his buddy, Mike O'Mara.
All right. Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Thursday,
March 14th.
Right.
Well, my surgery was successful.
Oh, good.
You know, you look good with a shaved head.
Well, I'm here.
I mean, with half a shave.
On one side.
The grape-sized tumor is gone, and that little, like, Frankenstein scar that runs, like, from the base of your neck all the way up to the bridge of your nose.
It's sexy.
I think it's distinctive.
I think it is, too. As they crack your skull clean open.
Listen, it's a new episode today. And here's your phone number from anywhere in America, including Philadelphia.
All right.
Including Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Including Seattle. And including Spokane, Washington, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, all the places we're live. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, you can call us at 202-432-1067. And from New York City, 877-692-1027. The grape-sized tumor?
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in my martini tonight instead of an olive.
Was it solid or was it
like
filled
squishy.
With pus?
Squishy.
Really? So filled with goo?
It was like one of them pimento, like when you get an olive that's stuffed with pimento.
Did it have any, like, entrails on it or anything like that?
Oh, loaded with entrails, Mark.
Right.
And as we heard yesterday, there was a tooth in there. There was hair in there. There was a part of somebody's driver's license in there.
It was
there.
The derm light.
That's a dirty martini.
And there he is right there, everybody. Sweater guy, Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, and welcome to the big show, everybody. Today, we got a giveaway. Listen, we've got two shows before vacation.
That's right.
I just realized that we've got $1,000 to give away and a Dish Network satellite TV system. For the year of free service, you get all the channels from Dish Network.
Very exciting.
We will be giving that away on today's show.
I'm looking forward to that.
That's coming up. I don't know which to talk about first. One thing that hasn't even happened yet, and that's the Rosie O'Donnell going on TV tonight to announce that she's gay.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like we didn't know. Rob, you didn't know?
It's a shock, Rob.
Rosie?
Yeah. But yes, tonight Rosie O'Donnell is going on Diane Sawyer's show to announce that she's gay.
I heard it's even more than that. She's actually going to say that she is a man.
And, wow. And I heard that, you know, they're letting bits and pieces of the interview go, but I hear at one point that she actually
warned
that...
I pay money to see that.
That Diane Sawyer, she's in legs akimbo, and Rosie just goes for it.
I wasn't sure whether Rosie was gay until, well, she dove. And when she dove, I knew.
Oh, Diane.
Oh, Rosie.
Oh, Diane. Mm-hmm.
I've achieved.
Mm-hmm.
I've achieved.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
oh, this interview, Charlie Gibson, let me tell you, this interviewer was pleasured. Oh, my. Ow!
I'm sorry.
You bit me.
I'm so sorry. There you go.
Oh, Rosie.
There you go.
Oh, that's dear me.
Gonna need shots.
Dear me. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, and that's, you know, that's what all the tabloids are going with. Today, the fact that Rosie is coming out, shock.
Man in the boat has lost his head.
Tonight, she's coming out. But I guess really our lead story has to be the fact that our friend Greg Brady got his ass pounded last night by Danny Bonaduce. Not only did he get his ass pounded.
He got killed.
He went down on the very first punch.
He didn't throw a punch.
Last night.
He didn't throw a punch in the entire, but I mean, it didn't seem like it.
He tried.
He tried, but I mean...
he tried.
First of all, I really thought, you know, being a fat guy myself, you see a guy like Barry Williams when he comes into the studio, and, you know, he looks like he's a slender guy. Looks like he's actually...
Now you put him in the boxing trunks, though.
And then you just see his, like,
doughy.
His midriff that resembled, like, a 60-year-old woman.
His big man teeth.
Mike, you nailed it when we had him on yesterday when you said he's been in training for years for musical theater.
Yeah.
Not the build of, like a musical theater performer.
He has a musical theater's
theater.
Body.
So, yeah.
But what an ass. Danny Bonaduce.
I think
a pure ass he is.
I think Barry, Greg, whatever, he's calling today. He's going to discuss what happened.
Good. And the best boxer was Todd Bridges.
Well,
I mean, going away. Listen, but, I mean, Todd Bridges knew how to box.
But listen, also, say this. Vanilla Ice is cut. He's got the tattoos. He's got the body. But it's obvious that Vanilla Ice has never been in any kind of fight in his life.
You know, Todd Bridges was the only boxer that was in the celebrity boxing who really, really knew how to box.
Well, he's been in the Huskow.
He's been in the Huskow, but even that, it looks like he had some real training. Somebody taught him how to box, because you know what he was doing? He's the only one that was giving the jab, that was stopping Vanilla Ice. And the thing was funny is Vanilla Ice would lean forward, and Todd Bridges, with his elbows close to his side, would come out with a straight jab and stop him. Wow. I mean, like a good boxer would do.
Vanilla Ice trained for one day.
Oh, did he really?
I remember that he trained for one day for the fight. And then when the cutties came out.
Yes.
Tonya Harding, God, what a bitch. I mean, nobody likes Paula
Jones. When did she get the boobs?
To begin with.
Yeah, sure.
When did she buy those tatas?
Maybe after she made her video or after she was in a magazine or something.
Did she do a porno?
Yeah, well, no, that was an unreleased porno. We watched it on the show of her having sex with her...
Yeah, that was the unreleased
thing.
She had huge breasts.
Well, all I know is that... And what about that thing that Paula Jones had covering her nose? That Paula Jones has, like, this headgear that covers her schnoz that she's had worked on.
Paula Jones, what a total joke.
Paula Jones, you know, she's hiding behind the referee. And then at one point, Paula Jones goes to her corner, and she gives up. Tonya Harding comes up behind her,
and she
smacks her in the back of the head.
Does what she does best, which is cheating.
Tonya.
You know, in fairness to Tonya, she went to her corner, but the referee did not wave it off, so the fight was still going on. But they wanted, the announcers being the asses that they were, the announcers wanted to make it this illegal thing that Tonya Harding had done. And it was, nothing could be further from the truth. However, I mean...
I disagree. I think, You go to your corner. What you say? What you saying is,
when the referee says, "Hey, no more fighting," but if you just cower in your corner, you come in and you bring it.
Absolutely. And at one point, didn't Tonya Harding like ask for a timeout or something?
Mm-hmm.
There are no timeouts in boxing. There's no crying in baseball.
Tonya Harding is the ultimate cheat, though.
Yeah,
she is. But you know, I don't like it when they made it more than it was. But she is the ultimate cheater. It was highly entertaining, though. Got to give the old Fox Network credit.
I'm just sad that Barry didn't even just get one punch in on Danny Bonaducci.
Here's the deal.
Douchey.
You know, the deal is that Danny Bonaducci was, you know, so over the top into it. I mean, he was so much more into it than anybody that was there. And, you know, it's just, I can't stand that.
And I guess they did let him take timeouts. And Paula Jones took a couple of timeouts as well.
Right.
Well, you know why Bonaducci won? Because he had A.C. Slater from Saved by the Bell in his corner.
Oh, really? Was he in the corner?
Yeah. Is that his cut man?
I guess, but I mean, I guess they're on that show together.
Yeah, the other half.
So they had the guy, A.C. Slater.
But how old is Barry? They said he was 47.
Yeah.
He looked like he was 67.
But he had the hair of a 20-year-old.
Yeah, he did. He did not look... You know, is that what happens between, like, your early 40s and your late 40s?
I hope not. You know, I was watching it last night, and...
It's frightening.
I was saying to my wife, really, if I was Barry Williams, well, first off, you know, I'd find a nice, cool guy. Let's say I'm Barry Williams, and I'm having to promote this thing, and he's calling our show and all the other shows.
And lying.
And, yeah, you know... That, like, we had him on yesterday at 1 o'clock.
He's been on all the radio shows.
You know that 8 hours later, America's going to see him get his ass pounded.
Yeah, he's like on an island somewhere.
By Danny Bonaducci. How could you possibly come on? I mean, I know he got paid money and he made money.
He got hurt. He's the only
charity.
He's the only guy that got hurt.
He got his ass kicked.
Wow. He really got hurt.
How could you come on shows and not just say...
Right, I got my ass whooped.
I know I told me not to say this, but... Man, you're going to be embarrassed when you see me tonight. I mean, that's what I want to ask him today when he calls in today.
My hope for this show is that it catches and it, you know, gets a big number, which I guess you'll know today whether it did a decent overnight. The thing is, if it catches on...
It killed. It got a huge rating.
If it becomes, like, the thing to do, which it could be, you'll get some better celebrities.
No, but you got to find the bottom feeders that'll do it, though.
Yeah, you got to find the bottom feeders at the beginning, but then if it gets trendy... You know, and it gets trendy. You get some of the guys that, you know, they realize, well, they wear headgear. We're really not going to get that badly hurt. But, it's kind of a cool thing to do.
Now, you know what? You're never going to get above the Vanilla Ice.
You never think you'd get like a Bruce Willis or anything like that?
No, just I don't.
Like
I
the
don't,
bald ones.
I don't think so. You know,
yeah, you get Stephen Baldwin.
You would get one of the minor Baldwins.
Right.
You wouldn't get a major Baldwin. You wouldn't get, for instance,
you'd get Stephen Baldwin if you did celebrity finger pulling.
You wouldn't get like, you couldn't even get game show hosts. I would imagine you couldn't get Regis versus Pat Sajak.
Right.
You couldn't get, you're just going to get losers doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I'm trying. I'm
but
going
there should be plenty of losers.
I was thinking when I'm watching that, and I'm thinking to myself, I guess Bonaducci went into training for 6 months for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in pretty good shape.
He was in very good shape, looked like he could throw a punch. But Todd Bridges knew how to box, and I was the most impressed by him.
I would imagine that very soon you'd be able to get any member of the Backstreet Boys involved. As a matter of fact, they were singing the national anthem. One of them was with his sister.
Was that the most horrible rendition of the national anthem you've ever heard? It was like,
it was.
Not only, you know, when the anthem is sung poorly, it becomes this, you realize what a labor the song is, just when they're sitting there going, and trying to do their harmony that they like worked on in the limo over to the venue.
and the sister was the lead singer.
Yeah, and then he was like kicking it in. He looked like, you know, he has his hand over his heart, but it was totally insincere, you know.
You know, let me just see, I don't know. Like, you wouldn't, I'm just looking at a list of celebrities right now. You might, in a couple of years, be able to get Keanu Reeves to do that.
Yeah. Who would you want to, who would you want to, and I say that not just on the celebrities you'd like to see, but the ones you think you could maybe get. Right now, because we've got the bottom feeders right there.
All right, right there, I'm going to tell you, you could get Jim Belushi.
Yeah.
He's got a television show.
Oh, and he's got that, you know, you've seen him interview where he's got that kind of delusion of grandeur like Danny Bonaducci has.
Randy Quaid, maybe.
Chicago, absolutely,
without question.
Yeah.
You know, and let me say, you'd have an outside shot at this point of getting Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
Effed up as his life is.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid against against Jim Belushi.
I bet you could get all the secondary players from Seinfeld. Like John O'Hurley and
no, John O'Hurley's got a successful show, though. He wouldn't, he's got to tell the truth.
You might be able to get Michael Richards, though.
Yeah.
At this point, Kramer might be willing to do it.
But the one I'd want to see would be Jason Alexander, and he's, you know, all he's got is those crappy Kentucky Fried Chicken commercials.
Yeah, a lot of them. He's making $10 million for that.
Him against Newman.
A Newman would be another one.
Yeah.
An excellent choice,
Buzz. You may have found some aptitude in this. You're two for two.
I'm going to work for Fox.
I'm thinking maybe you get a guy like Adam Arkin. Is that the guy I'm thinking of?
Right.
Adam Arkin. You know, one of those guys who's in movies but not a movie star. And right. I mean,
you could get Alan Thicke. He was on Fear Factor the other night.
And I mean, no offense, because this name I'm going to throw out is maybe our best friend really in showbiz. He's on the show all the time and he kills, but Kevin Pollak's star has been fading recently.
Kevin Pollak, but doesn't strike me as the violent type.
No.
But still,
if he gets to the point in his career.
Of course, Barry Williams didn't strike me as the violent type either.
No.
Quite the opposite. Danny Bonaducci. I mean, you know, strikes me as one of the most violent people I've ever seen.
Right here. Who would doubt me on this one? Carrot Top would do it. Carrot Top versus Gallagher?
Yes!
Yeah, perfect.
Carrot Top. Now, write that one down. Yeah. Carrot Top versus
Gallagher.
Now, the headliner, though, usually women. You got to have women, and they have to have that villain streak. If you're going on the theme, tough to find. You know, you did pretty well with Tonya Harding and Paula Jones to find the women who were villains. Who would you...
How about Star Jones?
Star Jones.
Or any of those bronze... from The View. Mm-hmm.
Joy Behar. Joy Behar against Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters would never do it.
No, she wouldn't do it.
She wouldn't do it.
I mean, she'd take a punch and her head would break clean off.
Be so brittle. What about Melissa Rivers?
Melissa Rivers, fantastic. Against her mother.
They do it.
Man, I'm trying to think of, like, people that...
Hold on, here's another great one.
People that you love to hate.
I got another great one. And you can sign her up today for 5 cents. Brett Butler.
Yeah.
You know that show...
Brett Butler.
Whatever her
Grease
TV
Under
show.
Fire.
Grease Under mm-hmm. Fire.
And
you know what? I bet Roseanne would do it. Roseanne does anything. And speaking of that... Yeah, hell, you could get Tom Arnold to do that. All you have to do is buy him a bus ticket.
That's perfect. Tom Arnold.
Against himself.
Just, you know, pay money to see Tom Arnold. You could hit himself in the head.
Yeah. A good match, seriously, would be Tom Arnold versus Jim Belushi.
Uh-huh.
That'd be two guys who appear to be about the same size.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
About the same weight class, maybe.
And I like the Brett Butler, too. That works. I'm not real good at pulling out the names on this one. I'm not good at this.
Okay, so who would Brett Butler fight? What is this?
Macaulay Culkin versus Adam Rich. I think Macaulay Culkin would do it.
Macaulay Culkin versus Adam Rich?
The kid from 8 is enough?
Nicholas, the kid that was all into drugs and stuff.
All right, we got to find
someone. You know, it's sad. It's moments like this that I really wish Dana Plato was still alive.
Someone to go against Brett Butler, who's some broad from TV.
Take it international and bring in Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho is
perfect.
That's
a good weight match, too, I think.
You guys are all doing well. I feel like I'm lost at the party here.
What about is her name Carol Leifert?
Carol Leifert. Yes. You can do a lot of against Rita Rudner.
Paula Poundstone.
Jerry
Seinfeld. No, Paula Poundstone's perfect because she's a villain. Mm-hmm. She's a villainess.
And she would just box in trunks.
Paula Poundstone. Oh, please, no.
Paula Poundstone.
With a necktie.
Okay.
Topless. Just boxing trunks in a necktie.
Paula Poundstone. She's removed her robe. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Incredible, but true.
The crowd goes nutty.
Wow.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah. How about Danny DeVito versus Gary Coleman?
Well, Danny DeVito's a major star. I mean, Danny DeVito's like made of money. I mean, he doesn't need to do anything.
How about Emmanuel Lewis?
Emmanuel Lewis versus Gary Coleman. You might have, you know, if you got him to do it, it'd be a hell of a bout.
I
think Gary Coleman.
You'd have to go with Gary Coleman.
Yeah,
he would absolutely.
Bonaducci was a karate. He took a lot of karate when he was a kid.
Right.
Kick his ass.
Black belt, I guess.
All right, hey, Brett Butler against LaToya Jackson.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. My money would be on Brett.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
She's a crusty old broad. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Okay.
Congratulations on your surgery.
Oh, thank you. My successful brain tumor was removed.
I don't hear a touch of slurred speech.
Moments before I showed
yay. I just wanted to know if Frida asked the doctor to put an extra stitch in for mommy.
honeymoon stitch.
I forgot about that. Oh, thank you, my friend. Hello.
Do you know our old friend, David Hainline, who used to work here, the sales guy?
Oh, he's the guy. Let me just give a little background on this guy. When we did our old morning show, this guy, David Hainline, he would talk about how he could light his farts on fire. So we brought him outside the radio station, and we had a microphone out there, and he discreetly pulled down his pants and had a butane lighter.
It was over. It was like he didn't bare his buttocks totally. He had briefs on.
And what he did was he farted and he actually set his ass on fire.
Yeah, it's when he did it, he
burned his ass.
He pushed so hard that when he relaxed, it sucked some of the methane back into his thing, and it burned him.
And the whole time that he worked at that station,
he was in a lot of pain, and we were in pain ourselves because we were laughing. So
and he was so proud of that. He had it put on a cassette, and when he would go out on a sales call to sell the show, to tell people what the show was about,
right. Yeah.
He would play them the cassette.
This is me lighting my fart on fire.
Setting his ass on fire.
And injuring myself in the process.
That's who David Hainline is.
And David Hainline is a guy that, the one that I know, the only one that I know that actually was in the delivery room and made that line, which did not go over well with either the doctors or his wife when he said, put another stitch in for daddy.
For daddy.
Right in the delivery room. Probably not the best place to say that, moron.
For daddy. Hello, Donna Mike. Show.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You're great.
Thanks.
Love you.
Thanks. Please remember the verbiage that, let me just stop you for a second. The verbiage is we've been requested by an anonymous programmer named Tim Sabian.
Oh, no.
We've been requested that you guys say, you rock.
You rock.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
How you doing?
We're doing fine.
How are you?
All right.
What's new?
You're talking about Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes.
I went to high school with her.
Yeah?
Really?
Back in Long Island.
You ever party with her?
Oh, I used to sell her dupes.
You used to sell her joints?
Yeah.
Wow.
No surprise there.
She was butch back then.
Butch back then. What type of pot did she like? Did she like brown, cheap pot.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't say the S word.
I know.
And obviously, you're still smoking today.
No, I'm not, actually.
Right now. You're not? Are you doing anything today?
We had to delete him out that he said...
I understand that.
He said he sold to Rosie the cheap S.
Yeah, and did she like... So you think she liked the girls even back then?
She hung out with the jocks and the cheerleaders.
Ah,
gotcha.
Interesting.
All right, well, enjoy that, bud.
Yeah, all right. Have a good one.
See you later.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
That's a little after 11 Eastern time.
Yeah. Mike, you're the one that told me it's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is, and that's, I've had cocktail hour at 7 a.m. or 4:20.
Donna Mike's show. Hello. Buzz.
What?
Yeah.
Testing.
4:20.
I get that.
Hello.
Hi, Don.
I get jokes.
Hello, Donna Mike's show. Joe? Are you there?
Rob, it's a marijuana reference.
Turner, Brett Butler.
What? Who should fight Brett Butler?
Kathleen Turner.
Yeah, I think Kathleen Turner's still getting like roles on Broadway and stuff like that.
I just read on the tabloid she's back in the booze, though.
Yeah,
is she really?
They both look like men.
Yeah, they do both look like men. Thank you. Johnny, hello, John. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Turner boxing. How you guys doing? I got a twin bill like a Phillips Stadium.
Okay, go ahead.
Mr. T versus Chuck Zito. And Geraldo Rivera versus G. Gordon Liddy.
Who's Chuck Zito?
He's the guy on Oz. You ever watch Oz? I watch it sometimes on HBO.
I watch the real Oz on HBO, man. That show that the caller told us about, the Gladiator show. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is
where
not...
Were really, the whole first, like, 2 minutes of it is watching a guy get stabbed to death?
Not a happy show to watch.
Oh, my God. You saw that, Buzz?
I've seen just a little bit of it, which was plenty.
Yeah, really.
Let's go to Chris, Portland, Oregon. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, buddy.
I think I have a villainous woman that can fight Brett Butler for you.
Okay.
Robin Givens.
Yeah, but Robin Givens is almost too good looking.
Yeah, and Robin Givens wasn't really a villainess. She just got out of the relationship with the big villain himself.
Well, remember, she was on the cover of the National Enquirer, the most hated woman in America.
Was she really? I don't recall that.
LaToya Jackson versus Shannon Doherty.
There you go.
I'd go for that.
Yeah.
I think LaToya would kick her ass.
Yeah.
That would not even be close.
That'd be fun.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
See you later. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I got one for you.
Yeah.
How about a battle of buddies? Ed McMahon versus Jerry Lewis?
Dude, you'd never... Come on, you got to be serious.
You've got to be realistic.
They'd never do it.
Okay, Kathleen Turner, Cybill Shepherd?
It's a maybe.
Yeah.
The
good weight match.
The Cybill Shepherd intrigues me.
Yeah, it does me too.
Sure.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. I got one for you.
Okay.
Anne Hesh, Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, now that would be a great fight we'd all like to see. I don't think they'd do it.
No. Yeah, not really realistic.
There she is, Anne Hesh. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Did you notice how much constructive surgery that Tanya had on her face? She used to look like Howdy Doody if she'd had freckles, and now she's kind of got everything else fixed.
Yeah, she just looks odd. She just
and the boobage was bigger. You're right about that.
But she gets more like white trash with every appearance I see her on TV. Hey, Jerry Springer versus Montel Williams. Now you could say Jerry Springer too old, but it would balance out because Montel's got that disease.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got the chick for you to fight.
Who's that?
How about Soleil Moon Frye?
Now, who's that? Sully, what show is that? Funky Brewster?
Funky Brewster, yeah.
Funky Brewster. She's fighting with her boobs. Just throw her big, gigantic boobs around.
Oh, wait.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
She's got money.
Hey, guys, got a prize fight for you. Kathy Lee versus Kelly Lee.
Never happened, but I'd pay anything to see it happen. Yeah.
Kathy Lee Gifford versus Anna Nicole Smith.
Hello, Don. Show. Two gold diggers.
Yeah.
And you can have in the corner there nearly dead or dead husbands.
Yeah. Have the dead husband in one corner and Giff in the other one.
Hello. A good fight would be Giff against Anna Nicole. Anna Nicole Smith's dead husband.
Put up your dukes.
Hey, I kicked his ass.
Come on, quarterback.
I hit him so hard his arm fell off.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Don Imus and Larry King.
That is fantastic.
Sanction. Yeah. The two that we're going to keep are Carrot Top and Gallagher and Larry King versus Don Anus. Those are good.
That's good.
Those are good. Hello, Bob, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Bob, are you there?
It really is unlimited.
No, Bob, how about Snap?
Oh, Snap's calling again?
Snap. Hey, what's up, Snap?
Hey, how you doing, Dynamite?
And Snap, the guy that wanted to kill a woman.
Mary.
Hey, Snap,
did you get your mind right overnight?
Hey, I'm straight for now, man, but I still like to go against Mary, though. One for you guys.
Mary's a girl who called the show yesterday.
Right.
Yes,
right.
All right, go ahead, Snap.
Okay, how about that old stupid old lady, Miss Cleo, and Sylvester Stallone's mom?
It's kind of an age mismatch.
Yeah, we've had Jackie Stallone on the show before.
Right.
Okay.
She would not be a bad choice if you could find another broad.
Very old, though.
Fall off, too, but I got another good one for you guys.
All right.
Okay, how about Richard Simmons and Elton John?
Richard Simmons and Elton John.
All right, thank you, Snap. Andy, hello.
I've had enough of you, Snap.
Hello, Andy.
I'm hungry. I need a Fig Newton.
Hello, Andy.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Number one, you guys rock.
Thank you.
All right, here's my idea.
That was for you, Tim. Okay,
hello?
That was a message from me to the program director in Philadelphia. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I can't remember the lady's name, but the witch from The Weakest Link against Brett Butler.
Anne Robinson against Brett.
You'd have to wait, but you'd have to wait until The Weakest Link is canceled.
Right.
I mean, she still is kind of riding that crest of pseudo-popularity, right? I mean, she's still almost too hot.
Yeah,
I don't mean hot, like beautiful. Yeah, she's got a job.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking you could throw Whoopi Goldberg in, but Whoopi Goldberg's got Hollywood Squares. She's
never do it.
No. She's too happening.
Mike, I'm going to bring up a name from the past.
Okay.
Get the tape.
Okay.
We have an endorsement from this person.
Oh, we do?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it would be perfect.
Perfect boxing?
If we could find the right person to fight against this almost really never was a celebrity.
Very cool.
Okay? You got it?
Yeah.
This guy, for a long time, was the biggest pain in our ass. How about this guy?
This is Mark Price, better known as the Skipster on Family Ties.
God.
And I don't listen to Don and Mike on WJFK, not when there's more intelligent talk show personalities like Wayne and Garth.
Do you remember what a pain in the ass that guy was?
He was horrible. He was so not
He wanted
funny.
To be a stand-up comedian.
And he did it. He tried out his material, and it was, I mean, it was not even, there wasn't a laugh anywhere near it.
Does he still qualify as the sweatiest guest ever?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was so, and the tape, the thing that's great about that tape is it really demonstrates exactly what his interview was
this
like.
This is Mark Price, better known as the Skipster on Family Ties. And I don't listen to Don and Mike on WJFK, not when there's more intelligent talk show personalities like Wayne and Garth.
I'd match him with Lewis.
There you go. Lewis the retard?
Yeah. Don't you think?
Lewis may not be available for
Yeah, me. I understand.
Hello.
But
Don and Mark.
Fantasy world.
Right.
Hello. Hi.
This probably won't happen anytime soon, but the perfect bitch against Brett Butler, Patricia Heaton.
Yeah. Amen. And boy, would I love to see her get it. Just get right. Hounded. Just.
I'd like to see
I am certainly not one advocating violence against women, but right. I'm saying if you got that bitch from Everybody Loves Raymond in the ring with someone, you know what? It'd be great.
Would be our girl Leah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leah Remini.
Leah's tough.
Leah Remini versus Patricia Heaton.
Leah's tough in a talking way, but I think she's very feminine.
I do believe that Leah could take down. And I don't mean that in the Rosie and Diane Sawyer way. I mean, she could pop. And Patricia Heaton would go down.
I'm not sure. I'm not. You know, Leah is a tough talker. She's but she's all woman.
Get her on the phone.
Very strappy.
Brain
is all
though.
Woman. And
very
I don't. Strappy. I don't. I think of Leah. Her, believe it or not, with all of her toughness, I think of her as a delicate flower.
No. Mm-hmm. Get her on the phone. I bet if we just asked her very
simply. She's gonna simply, get mad at me. No. I'm gonna tell you right now. If we get her on the phone, she's gonna be angry with me. I think for saying this.
No.
That I
no,
don't think she could
she
take.
She doesn't have to know. That we've taken sides on this. We're just going to say, we're talking about the Fox show last night.
All right. I want her to know that there's some part of me that wants her to know. I want her to know that I think she's a delicate flower.
I think she'd be flattered.
In a similar vein, who would you pick in Jerry Stiller versus Doris Roberts?
Doris Roberts.
You think?
You know, Doris Roberts is more stout.
And Jerry's got the reach.
Yeah.
And Mike, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not going to hold this over your head. The rating of women.
Oh, no.
The fact that... You only gave Leah a 5.3.
What'd you give her?
A 6.7.
Yeah, you're going to rat me out on that as soon as she gets on the phone.
No, I'm not. Not right away.
You unbelievable bastard.
Not right away.
You're going to do that to me.
But, you know, we hate Patricia.
How did I let you do that? How did I let that happen? Did I go first?
Yes.
I went first.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No, you did.
But you did?
Yeah.
Oh, like, well, you would have amended it if I had gone first?
Yeah.
Well, tough tease.
There you go.
You got me on the Heidi Klum thing.
Right.
You worked.
Yes, I did.
You worked it to your advantage with Heidi Klum.
How did I give Leah that low grade? I must have been unhappy with her that day.
Let me see. Who do you think is, or is just Mike's list? There's some of the women that you consider to be hotter than Leah Remini. Wow, Leah's only number 40 on your overall list.
I'm screwed.
You have Gwen Stefani as better looking.
Gwen, yeah.
Toni Braxton.
Mm-hmm.
Jill Hennessy.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Romaine Stamos.
Oh, yeah.
Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Stacey Keebler, the wrestler.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
You're up S Creek with her.
Where does she rank on your list?
On my list, Leah is number...
Number three.
Number 32.
So you ranked her 8 points higher than I did.
No, hold on. No, that's combined. I'm sorry. That's the combined list. On my list, Leah Remini is number 28.
Oh, okay.
28. I got her 28. You got her 40. That's okay.
Are we going to get her on the line? We haven't had her on the show for a long time.
We were supposed to have her on Tuesday, but then, you know, I had my tumor.
Right. Right. Great-sized tumor that sprung up overnight.
So the question is, in a fight...
I don't think... I think Patricia Heaton would beat Leah in a fight. I might as well go for broke here. But I think she's beautiful.
We can't get a hold of her. We're calling. Oh. She'll call in later.
Kevin James against Ray Romano. Kevin James.
No contest.
No question. Absolutely no question.
Yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
How you doing?
Okay.
First of all, Donna Mike, you guys rock.
Thank you.
I do have the perfect one for Brett Butler.
If everybody, when you call in and you say, Donna, Mike, you guys rock, would you please say, That's for you, Tim.
That's for you, Tim.
When you call and you say, Don and Mike, you guys rock, that's for you, Tim.
Yeah, a little tip in for Tim.
Because that's you know, Tim Sabian, the program director at YSP, he's great. He's been a friend of mine for 25 years. I worked with him back in Chicago at the station.
Great as long as he keeps his blood pressure medicine in the department.
And he's been a big supporter of the show and a big important part of us getting on to Philadelphia.
Very nice man.
His only request was, he said, you know, I love it. He said, I've heard people call and just say spontaneously, you guys rock.
Right, how about Tim Rock, too?
To me, that's like the dumbest piece of advice I've ever heard in my life.
Right.
But I said, if it will make you happy, Tim.
You guys rock.
So from now on, when you say, you guys rock, say, that's for you, Tim.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Now what can we do for you, sir?
All right, perfect person for Brett Butler would be Winona Ryder, a drunk versus thief.
Well, I don't believe Winona Ryder is a thief, sir. I believe she's been. I believe
she's
been
shoplifting.
No, she's been framed.
The videotape apparently exonerated her of those charges.
Yes, she was. The only thing she was putting in her purse was a wrapper from a straw.
Right.
So she wasn't littering.
She's only guilty of being beautiful.
That's it. Absolutely.
You know who'd be a good match for Kevin James weight-wise is the guy from Grounded for Life, Don L. Logue.
I wouldn't do her with your D. I really wouldn't.
How about Ted Danson against Frasier Crane?
Ooh, that would be good. Ted Danson would kick his ass.
I think so.
Yeah. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Craig Kilborn against Conan O'Brien.
Craig Kilborn versus Conan O'Brien, I would go with Craig Kilborn.
Yeah, I would too.
How about Dave versus Ted Koppel?
Dave. Dave's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dave Letterman's crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
I think any of the late night guys, you put them on against Letterman, Letterman's nuts.
Comes out like a windmill.
Yeah. I mean, really, just crazy stuff.
Screaming like
he's
slander.
Crazy. Hello.
He's crazy.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Listen up, Timbo. Don and Mike, you guys absolutely rock.
No, again, please, stick to the format. The format is, if you're going to say it, Don and Mike, you guys rock, that's for you, Tim.
Bingo.
Bingo. Okay. Hey, what about that Ellen DeGenitals and that ugly skank thing, Sandra Bernhardt?
Sandra Bernhardt wouldn't be bad. Not a bad battle.
You mean, yeah.
Sandra Bernhardt.
Sandra Bernhardt.
I knew who he meant.
Yeah, okay. You know, Sandra Bernhardt would definitely be realistic. You could get,
yes.
You probably couldn't get Ellen, but you could get Sandra Bernhardt.
Yes, you could.
So we have to put somebody in there. Man, against Sandra Bernhardt. Someone of similar...
Paula Poundstone would be outstanding.
Paula Poundstone.
Sandra Bernhardt. That's a dream match.
Fantastic bout.
Both of the topless wearing neckties.
Of course. Yeah, because, I mean, if they were topless, it wouldn't be that big a deal. He probably wouldn't even have to edit it.
It'd be like seeing Barry Williams without his shirt on. Hello. Hello, you there?
Hello, Don.
Minus the hair.
Don,
at least
Michael.
Not Sandra Bernhardt.
Hello.
You were looking for a Brett Butler?
Why has Brett Butler, like, captured the imagination of everyone?
Well, because I think she's white trashy enough, and she's down on her luck enough that a lot of people are digging on the fact that she'd be a good one for the show. Who?
Linda Tripp.
Oh, Linda Tripp.
Yeah, except Linda Tripp's got the big C.
Yeah. Oh, she does?
Yeah.
She has cancer?
Yes, she does.
I didn't know that.
Yes, she does.
Really?
I got to read more papers.
Really?
Bad?
She got it bad?
Don't know how bad. Don't know how bad.
Keep us advised.
I will.
Apparently, I'm the only one. Apparently, I'm the only one that noticed it. I want to announce that, yes. Linda Tripp has cancer.
Wow, I had no...
I'm all busted up about it.
How did I miss that?
A lot of people are.
I don't know, Mike. This is how... When I turned on the news, this is exactly what... This is Dan Rather, CBS Evening News. Linda Tripp has cancer. What? And then he just started laughing.
Hysterical.
And spinning around in his chair.
Yeah, there was tremendous controversy at CBS for a while, the way he handled that.
And
he didn't handle it as delicately as he might have.
He went all loopy. And then Tom Brokaw. We'll go
this
ahead.
Is Tom Brokaw. We have a big bulletin here. Linda Tripp has cancer. The way they all announced it.
Nobody
did ABC have a fanfare at all when Peter Jennings?
Yeah, they did.
I believe we're looking for that right now. But ABC handled it.
Yeah.
This is Peter Jennings. This bulletin just in: Linda Tripp has the big C. Not a real
unorthodox way of sharing that bad news with the viewership.
Don't normally do that.
Very strange. Very odd.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
You guys rock. That's for you, Tim.
There you go.
There you go. That's how you do it.
Nice job.
That's how you do it.
All right, hey, how about those two perky little Olsen twins, man?
They're getting hot again, though. They're actually, they're starting to become rather attractive and starting to get a whole new phase of celebrity in them.
Who told you 10 years ago that someday they'd be hot and they'd be in Playboy and you were, like, calling me a pedophile?
Yeah, I've seen a photo spread recently and they are not being, they're not doing that thing, you know, like some cute kids get hit by the ugly stick.
Yeah.
No, it's not about that. We got another one, though. When they announced that Linda Tripp had cancer.
Oh, well, it was on the Fox News channel. It was announced, too. This just in, we have word that Linda Tripp has cancer.
A little more dramatic.
A little more dramatic on the Fox News channel.
That's how they do things on Fox.
Yeah, right.
And how about this, really, seriously, for a celebrity boxing match?
Right.
Ozzy... Because I watched the Osbournes last
Ozzy
time.
Osbourne.
I watched the TiVo'd Ozzy
right.
show. I'm telling you, that is the freaking greatest show I have ever seen. The second episode was so much better than the first. It is
right.
so funny. First of all, it's funny because it's so unintelligible. That what they got to do, they've got to start running a crawl
right
on the bottom of the screen
mm-hmm.
to let you know what Ozzy's saying.
Could you punch up closed captioning?
You know what? I'll try that.
All right.
That's funny.
How about that?
That idea is funny in and of itself.
How about Ozzy versus Brian Wilson?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, yeah. Oh, now you go. You open yourself up to a whole bunch of stuff. If you and rockers will do it even if they're, you know, if they're hot.
And we've got another one, incidentally, against Mark Price, Jim J. Buttock.
Yeah, fantastic.
And, and C-SPAN made the announcement also about Linda Tripp, Mike.
This just into C-SPAN. Linda Tripp has the big C. I think we've covered all major news organizations.
Yeah, we have. We also have run out of, you've heard all of our wacky stingers.
Yeah, the little stingers. You'd have to have rocker Tommy Lee boxing somebody, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, then you could find someone immediately to take him on.
Against Slash.
Or Flash. There you go.
Yeah.
Before we go to break, I have one other tape I want to play for you. It's nothing to do with what we've been talking about. It's from Channel 5, Fox Station here in Washington, Fox Channel 5. It's a... Holly Morris, who is like a high-strung poodle.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen this broad. She's the one that they send out to do like...
National Airport on Thanksgiving weekend or something like that.
She's the feature reporter.
Okay, very good.
Now, I'm not going to tell you what she's doing.
Oh, I know who this is. This is that manic lady on in the morning.
Yes.
What a pain in the ass.
On the morning show. Now, I'm not going to tell you what she's doing here. See if you can guess what she's doing.
Is the password... Out of context.
This is from Fox 5 this morning, right at the very end where they go to the shot of her. They say, that's it for Fox 5 News. We'll see you tomorrow.
I smell something out of context.
See if you can guess what she's doing.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, here I am, Victor Seafoam. I can't get it.
They are shameless to actually have someone having sex on television.
Now, listen.
Pretty amazing stuff.
What she's saying is, I've got it. I've got
get it.
Shake it. Shake it. Mm-hmm. Shake it. Yeah!
She's going for, you know.
Yeah!
She's going for the big moment. Pretty obvious.
What she's doing, I will now explain. In real life, she is, this is no lying. In real life, she's married to Tom Sater.
Right.
The weather guy on Fox 5, who's come on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Good guy.
What she is doing in actuality is he is sitting off camera and he has his pants off. And what she is doing is she is with her hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so now listen to that again now that you know the setup.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I thought she was experiencing
pleasure. No, listen, because what she's saying is, listen to what she says now.
Okay.
Because remember now, Tom's sitting there naked.
Right.
Aroused, mm-hmm. and his wife, you only see the left part of her on screen.
Okay.
You don't see what her right hand is doing.
Okay. And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, here I am, Victor Seafoam. I can't get it. Ah. Here it comes. Hey, shake it, yeah!
Because
she was like, I can't, she's shaking, and then he obviously responds.
She's so excited, and that's how they ended the Channel 5 news this morning.
Now I've got the whole picture, even though I don't have the videotape. I know what's happening there as she, she's got a quite a grip on her.
There you go.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon.
There's a picture of her.
We'll see you again tomorrow.
Oh, she's going over to her.
All right, here I'm a victory symbol. I can't shoot it.
Yeah, she's just
dripping.
Right down the ceiling.
She's dripping.
Incredible. How'd they let that on the news?
I don't know.
It's amazing.
But we were there to tape it. Let's clear the lines. Get a call 100 right now. Start today's show off right. A prize package selected especially for you. 877-365-36. Call 100 and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike. And the crew at WJFK who work for Don and Mike. This is a jingle that my friend Chris and I wrote for you. We hope you like it. My name is Sam Blacker, and I'm on the drums.
My name's Chris Wright, and I play the guitar, and I sing.
This is kind of a weird song. It's to the tune of Mickey Mouse Club, but we've got a lot of better stuff. But we just hope you like this, and please play it on the radio if you would like. You are the radio gods. Well, not to kiss your butts too much, but just please consider this to play the beginning of your show.
Don and Mike Show, Don and Mike Show. Who's the leader of them all? Who's rating number 3? D-O-N-M-I-K-E-E-U-G-Z. Strip trivia with low-budget Jeopardy. D-O-N-M-I-K-E-E-U-G-Z. Don and Mike with Buzz. Don and Mike with Buzz. We listen to your show every day. Come along, dial up, no more Jimmy. D-O-N-M-I-K-E-E-U-G-Z.
Thank you for your time, Radio Gods. I hope you consider this for your show. I know there's no particular jingle contest going on right now, but it was a kind of an epiphany for us. Hopefully you'll play this. It'll be a good boosting for our confidence in our so-called band. And we can't call your show because we're only 16, and one day you were calling all these 16-year-olds ass wipes, so we were kind of... not going to call your show because we didn't want to be called ass wipes. That's it. Just please play us if you really want to. Thanks.
Here you go, fellas.
They love to wear it out. Don and Mike.
Right, we do. Well, those kids when they use the 25-cent word. Time for the epiphany?
Yeah, the epiphany. I'm not sure what kind of epiphany it was, but I guess it was.
I'm Recall 100. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I am Call 100.
Right, yes, you are. What's your name, my friend?
Bill Ferriano.
Bill, where are you from?
Hillsborough, New Jersey.
All right, Bill, here you go. You won a CD 10-pack of your favorite greatest hit CDs from EMI, including Badfinger, Steve Miller, and George Thorogood. These CDs and others available at FYE. Thank you for listening.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks. Hold on a second. I got the news here about the ratings last night. TV executives scratching heads after Fox Celebrity Boxing easily wins 9 p.m. hour.
Sure.
What did they expect? At a 12. West Wing had an 11.
Oh, yep. My.
And there's more. Fox, because of this, was lifted to second place in the overall ratings on Wednesday night.
Got to give them credit. Got to give credit where credit is due.
How can they be scratching their heads? How can the network executives, the monkeys, the weasels, be scratching their heads? This is what America craves.
Yeah, how can you turn something off that you literally can't tear yourself away from?
You can't. Everybody watched that show last night.
It was one of those deals where you're not going to turn away.
Everybody watched it. Everybody loved it. Okay, a couple of things before we give away the $1,000 and the satellite TV. I've got some jail mail here. I've got some more bizarre sexual sites.
Really?
Remember when we went through this recently with like the guys who like having sex with pieces of wood and
yes,
and the guys with the insect fetishes.
Oh, there were some in there that were very disturbing.
We got more of that, but I think before we get to any of that, Mike, you and I have to finish something up that we started yesterday.
Okay.
Late in the show.
Yes.
You know, every year you make a bet about how the Boston Red Sox are going to do.
Right.
And you said yesterday that you were willing to go out on a limb and make a prediction about the Red Sox that would lead to a bet.
Yeah, I had the bet in mind. You rejected the offer of the bet. The bet was that I bet the Red Sox would make it to the postseason, and if they did not, I would do an entire show in my underwear. You immediately asked for nudity. I did not want to go with nudity. I don't want to show you all my wiener.
Keeping in mind, if in fact the Red Sox did make the playoffs, I would have to pay up the same bet.
I don't want to see your wiener. That was part of it also.
But I don't think you want to see my wiener, and trust me, I don't want to see yours.
I just don't want my wiener involved in the in the equation.
I will put my wiener on the line that is how sure I am that the Red Sox will not make the playoffs.
Well, but it has to be a mutual bet, you see. It has to be. And that is, I think that secretively you are just, you're an exhibitionist and you wish to show your wiener to all of us.
Negative.
So you said you were going to come back with, other options for the bet.
Okay.
What I don't want to do is I don't want to do a shaving. I am open to a piercing, though. Late in the show, we had discussed that.
Okay. How would you feel about you wouldn't go for an eyebrow piercing?
No, the eyebrow piercing to me is just the badge of the idiot.
Okay.
A nose piercing?
What about a nose piercing?
I would like to go with the standard ear piercing.
No. What about a nipple piercing?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Come on, you got to make the bet fun this
year. I know.
I mean, it is something that you and I...
I know, I brought it up.
We will have fun with for the next 6 months.
I understand.
What if you sweeten the ear piercing by making it both ears and ridiculous hoop earrings, like Mr. Clean earrings?
But you'd have to wear the earrings.
Yeah.
For a certain amount of time.
Like 2 weeks. two five-day weeks. 2 weekdays.
Well, see, during work it doesn't count, though, because we wear headphones.
Wait a minute. Two, you get both ears pierced like a woman?
Yeah, and big earrings.
But you got to wear the earrings everywhere you go.
Oh.
Well, because you couldn't wear them at work because we wear headphones.
Right.
You can't wear big, gigantic, baggy earrings.
If I had to wear the earrings wherever I went. You know, why is it always because I lose every bet? This really isn't about a bet, but I have confidence in the Old Town team.
No, I think when I'm here...
Would I be able, like, if I had to wear earrings everywhere I went...
Yes.
Could I wear the earrings of my choice?
No. It would have to be the earrings of my choice. And
well, you'd
and vice versa.
You'd get me
and
like something that Doris Roberts would wear.
Right. That's right. That's absolutely right.
I would be willing to wear the earrings of your choice in the building whenever I was here and on the show, whenever the headphones were off. Outside of the station, I would be willing to maintain the earrings, wear earrings, but they would be earrings of my choice.
How about, here is a Slow
Joe. I got big, ugly, what do you want?
Slow Joe Artinger. Hi, Joe.
The piercing thing brings to mind yesterday, Glenn the janitor called, and he had suggested that the bet be piercing by him.
No.
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 No, thanks. Thanks, Joe. Joe, the human brake pad on this show. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you, Joe.
So here it is. I have to think about it.
Oh, no, come on.
I would be willing...
Spring training's already happening.
I would be willing to wear, and you would have to...
Yes.
At the station, you know, we just keep them here, the earrings of our choice, and then...
Of the other's choice.
Of the other's choice, all day, whenever we were here. Like, wait, we could only remove them when we were leaving the building.
And, how about, and since we bowl...
Mm-hmm. And I would wear them while bowling.
Assuming that we still are bowling.
If we're still bowling at that point.
Or
I would,
at some point, if we're not bowling.
If we have one public appearance.
There has to be a public appearance.
I would commit to one public appearance wearing the earrings of your choice. But then on my time out of the station, my free time, I would only wear one earring.
Well, I would say on your, I'd compromise with you on your free time, since you're just being held to your own word. You could really just say, yeah, I'm wearing them all the time. You could just take them off when you get out of here.
All right, then really, when we're in the building and one public appearance, for 5 days?
No. 2 weeks. 10 days, 10 shows.
And taking them off and wearing no earrings is a risk that the hole will close up and it would have to be repunctured the next day.
Are you kidding, Buzz?
No, I'm serious about that.
Thank you, Buzz.
I thought you ought to know, because I'm trying to spare you,
you
misery later on.
I see. I don't know anything
about
this.
Do you see my earlobes?
Do you see these?
Yeah, I see them. I see them, Prince Charles.
No, that's going to be... I got a big earlobe.
Well, come on. Have some faith in your team.
All right. Pierced ears for 2 weeks of earrings of the other person's choice. Done. Bet done.
Bet done?
And then outside of the studio, whatever.
All right. Hold on. Let me... give me a minute to
outside
think about it.
Outside of the studio, whatever.
Give me a minute to think about it.
I want the answer now. You pressed me. I want an answer now.
Because here's my question. Which is the one that says you're a fag?
It used to be in the right ear.
John Norman has come in, our production director.
Hi, John.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
If you take the earring out, it will close up. Because
really?
When I first pierced mine, I was cleaning it, and it came out. Mm-hmm. And I ended up having to push another hole through the back.
Right.
You don't want that. That hurts.
All right, then what you'd have to get, each of us would have to get some type of stud or something to go in to wear when we are not doing the show. That would be the only way.
How about one ear pierced and I would wear a clip-on earring on the other ear?
Now, how about just one ear? How about just the fag ear?
What's the fag ear? The right ear used to be, at least.
Right. If it's the right ear is the ear that means you're fag, it should be the right ear. Maybe the bet should be Ben has to go to a gay bar.
No. Oh, no.
Wearing like a crazy Doris Roberts type ear in your right ear.
Now you're expanding on this bet.
I'm trying.
The bet would be that... I would only go with the whole crew.
What do you mean?
If I had to go to a gay bar, I'd need
my homies with me. No, we'd all go with you.
Yeah, we'd go.
I mean, yeah, of course we wouldn't. What would be the fun of sending you alone or sending me alone to a gay bar? If one of us couldn't be there to watch the other.
Now,
hold on. Now we're getting more information about the earrings. Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, the ear piercing isn't going to work, especially if he's got to wear the headphones, because as soon as he takes it out in the first couple of weeks, it will close up. So he'd be having that thing re-pierced every day.
Well,
so he'd have to wear a stud or something. So that lends itself to one ear. I'll do the one ear.
If we did, if the loser lost and we got the fag ear done, mm-hmm. then you could wear the dangly gay earring during the show. Mm-hmm. When the show's over, you just put in the stud so as not to close the hole.
It's painful, especially on the first and second day. If you're taking an earring out and putting another one in there, I mean, you're just sticking a needle in an open hole.
Hey, girls do it all the time.
Not for the first few weeks, they leave it in there. They put those studs in there and they just leave them.
Right. The first couple of weeks, it's a stud and you have to put, like, alcohol on it every day.
Then we modify it this way. Yeah. Then I'll put the stud, whatever, you know, and it can be a fancy little stud in the gay ear and go to the gay bar.
No. Here's the compromise I'll make with you, assuming that I lose the bet. That once we decide if the Red Sox do or don't make the playoffs, let's say I lose.
Right.
I would agree to have a stud, have my ear pierced, and have a stud put in, and just wear just a small stud for 2 weeks, long enough for the hole mm-hmm. to be there.
To set.
Then, after that two-week period, then the 2 weeks of the bet being paid off would
I want clarification on this gay ear thing. I want to know definitively whether it really does matter before I make my decision.
Which ear you get pierced?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, go down to that wet bar with your ear pierced and see what happens.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Idea. You know everything.
We just need Homo Joe to call us up or Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Is it definitely, if you put it in your left ear or your right ear, is it automatic that people say you're gay?
I believe so.
Am I going to be gay for 2 weeks?
I think so. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Paul, are you there, Paul?
I'm Paul.
Paul, it's Paul.
Hey, guys.
Hi,
Paul.
Real quick. One, don't do it with a stud, okay? You could ask Dr. Stupid.
Hills County right off the bat, man.
Incidentally, I would want it to be
blunt done. Object through a blunt object, you're causing serious trauma. You got to
do. He doesn't know what you're talking about.
He's an idiot. Yeah, I'm not going to have it pierced with a stud, you moron.
No. Right. We have a regular piercer.
I get full approval on what kind of. See, I've already lost the bet. See, that's the positive attitude. I get full approval on who does it. I want a real,
top shelf person
do it.
The real McGilla.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Joe from Centerville.
Hi, Joe.
The thing is when you pierce it, they can only pierce it with a stud. They can't pierce it with a hoop, so you'd have to use the stud to begin with.
All right, as I said, so you would wear the stud for 2 weeks.
And I'd want it to be a diamond.
Okay, well, zirconia is what I would buy you. The
zirconia.
And also, I had my ear pierced in California by a gay guy, and the right ear is the gay ear.
All right, there thank you, my friend.
Yep. Can you be a straight guy and have a pierced right ear? Shut up, Rob.
As I understand it, some gang members do. Hey, in gangs.
Excellent.
Then
I'm done. All right, done. Bet
right
done.
Or left.
Bet. I agree.
All right, so that's the bet?
I agree. The bet is that we will get the right ear pierced.
Yes.
Wear it for 2 weeks, and then at the conclusion of the 2 weeks, go to the gay bar.
No. Here's the bet.
Now, you just changed the rules.
No, I'm not. The bet is whoever loses, you get the stud put in.
Yeah, for 2 weeks you wear it.
For 2 weeks.
Right.
But that's just a precursor to the 2 weeks of having to wear the fag earring.
You mean you're telling wear earrings for a month?
You have to wear a small stud that no one could see.
For 2 weeks.
No, you can see it.
If there's a stud there, everyone can see it.
For 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. And then
after that, whenever you're at work, you have to wear the big faggy earring that I would pick out for you.
For how long?
For 2 weeks.
You're talking about a month. No. No, thick enough. I don't think the shaving of the head, I'm still recovering from.
Oh, come on.
I would do after, here's the deal. Yeah, this is the modification. You would mention the gay bar, all right?
Yes.
I will, here's the negotiation. I will get the ear pierced. I will, for 2 weeks, wear the stud. It's not like no one can see it. They will see that there is a stud in my right gay ear. Then at the conclusion of the 2 week period, once the hole is formed,
yeah,
I will wear to the gay bar. Now, I don't want to say the earring of your choice, but...
Wait, no, you know what?
Because you could put something in there like an anti-gay thing or something.
I wouldn't do that.
All right.
I wouldn't do that.
A womanly...
Very feminine.
At the conclusion of the 2 weeks, like right at the second Friday, we go to the gay bar and either one of us wears...
Where's the earring of the other's choice?
Like the incredible earring.
And I agree. It can't be an earring like somebody says God hates fags or something.
Yeah, it's got to be
something like that.
It's got to be a feminine earring, right. Like a dangly, very, very attractive earring.
Do we have the deal?
We have the deal.
We have the deal.
That is the deal. And then after that, at the conclusion of the 2 weeks, after that Friday, you take it out, and if you want, you chuffy.
Remember, left is right, and right is wrong.
And this is simply just whether or not the Red Sox make the playoffs, make it to the postseason.
Make it to the postseason. That's all the Red Sox have to do. As soon as the Red Sox, like if they win a wild card or they win the pennant,
then pierce me.
They're in.
Pierce me up.
At any time, either one of you are free to concede, right? If you wanted to play it off early.
Well, you really can't because, I mean, with the playoffs, you're gonna have to know. Well, of course, the Red Sox
could be mathematically eliminated, or they could clinch.
Yeah, they could be mathematically eliminated, and we can do it like we did. That's very good. That's at the discretion of the bet person.
It's going up on the bulletin board.
Very good.
All right,
done.
Make it so.
Go Sox.
Make it so.
Every year it's something with me.
Make it so.
I love it. I love that team. You know how much I love that team.
And I just love a good bet that'll get us through the summer.
Absolutely.
That is a good bet.
There's enough humiliation involved where...
I got a good reason to follow baseball now over the summer.
And you know I follow it anyway. And, next week I'll be down watching my boys at spring training. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Love that. Hello, Joanne. Don and Mike Show. Hello there, Joanne. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air, Joanne.
Hello, Joanne. I love your bed and back shop.
Hi.
Listen, you guys are going to have to pierce your ears at least 6 weeks beforehand.
No.
No, honey. Unfortunately, because the thing is, you're going to fester if you don't.
No. Now, Buzz, you know what? We've got a lady right here.
I'm sorry, Buzz.
I didn't mean that. Are you referring to Buzz? We have a lady.
Unless you're going to choose the earrings right then and there.
We have a lady
the whole time.
Yeah, we have a lady right here who's had it done. Is that what you were going to say? Was that what you were going to say?
I'm so sorry.
It's a true Freudian slip.
we have a lady right here named Buzz. Go ahead and finish your statement. Yeah.
I can't talk. We've got a guy here.
He's got him all upset.
We've got an old queer here. We got a queen right in the next room.
Buzz has had his ear pierced. I'm sorry,
no,
Buzz.
He's actually pierced both their ears now.
Now, Buzz, you've had your ear pierced. This
like
lady's
years.
Wrong, right?
I think so, yeah. They do put they either use a machine that just pierces with a needle, or they use the machine the guy called about that implants the stud. But you can use any 14 carat stud or better, and you put alcohol on that every day and turn it, and you're fine.
That's yeah, all but the thing is, you have before you can change the earring, you have to let them in at least 4 to 6 weeks.
All right, honey. Leave the
proper healing.
You know what? Leave the driving to us, because worse comes to worse, we'll get a clip-on that the loser will have to wear to clip on to their right ear.
Right.
Along with the stud.
We'll figure it out.
Okay? Thank you. Let's go to Wendy. Hello, Wendy. Don and Mike Show. Wendy, hi. Hi there.
Right is the wrong one. So left is right, right is wrong.
That's right. Okay, I had that. Left is right, right
you mean
is wrong.
Wrong. What is this anti-gay stuff we're hearing here?
Mike, it's simply... It's,
what is this wrong stuff?
It's something I learned back in school. Left is right, right is wrong.
And you can't pierce with a hoop.
Right.
You can't pierce with a hoop?
Right.
You can.
Oh, you can pierce with a hoop.
Yes. You're now able to pierce with a hoop.
Yeah, except we have to wear headphones when we work.
Yeah, I want a stud.
Yeah, I think we're agreed. We'll go with a stud.
Yeah.
And then on the day of the gay bar...
I want a big stud.
On the day of the gay bar, we'll go to...
We have a lady here that has his ear pierced.
We'll go to...
Sorry, Buzz.
We'll go to the gay bar. Even if it's a clip-on thing, we'll make it happen. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
You can pierce with a hoop. I'm a body piercer. And if you have a professional body piercer do it, they can put in a small hoop right off the bat. You don't have to wear one of those studs, and it actually heals better and quicker than those goofy little punch-in gun jobs.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, God. Back in her heydays when she was much thinner, Lisa Minnelli. Liza Minnelli.
Okay, goodbye.
Come on.
Get out of here, please. Liza Minnelli.
Man, Liza Minnelli with a qualifier?
Liza Minnelli, back in her good days, like, what, when she was married to Arthur?
Yes.
Back when she was a piece of ass?
Liza Minnelli back in her heyday.
There was no such as that. Liza Minnelli in her heyday was when she was in Judy Garland's stomach.
That's like saying back when Hitler was good.
Oh, my God.
Just a non-existent
scary.
Time period.
Right. Back in her heyday. Yeah. Jesus.
There you go, Rob.
It's got to be Hitler with Rob.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Point of reference.
It's always Hitler.
Always Hitler with you.
It's
you got a serious problem, Rob. Serious.
Oh, it's Hitler. God
you have a real serious problem.
Boy, you make me laugh.
you have a very...
You make me
you
laugh,
have really
boy.
A problem.
Just like with Hitler.
My God, it's always Hitler.
We're talking about getting your ear pierced.
He works Hitler.
We're talking about Liza Minnelli.
Incredible.
And he's talking about Hitler. Okay, we got a break. Let me set something up here. We're going to play a game. We're going to give you a chance to win, Bob. Listen to this. Wow, a great, great prize. Not only $1,000 in cash,
right?
But also a Dish Network satellite TV system with 1 year of free service from the Dish Network, meaning you get all the channels.
That's expensive.
For a year for free.
I mean, but it's reasonable.
We're not doing the commercial right now, so you can say, yeah.
No, that's a great deal. I mean, it's a great, big, great prize. Gift, great prize.
So it's a Dish Network satellite TV system and $1,000 in cash. Here's the game we're playing. What my daddy doesn't know won't hurt him.
Ah, very, very controversial game.
Now, here's how you play. Call us up on any of your phone lines.
This is for ladies or men?
Either. 877-365-3636 or 202-432-1067 or 877-692-1027. Call on any of those lines. And there's got to be something that your dad doesn't know.
Yeah, something that you've been keeping from him. Something you really want to get off your chest to come clean. Things that come to mind, I know we've had houses that were burned down by accident that the kids never claimed responsibility for. And with a game like this, you're able to purge your soul and also win money at the same time.
Or it could be something as simple as, you might recall the story that I told yesterday about when I was sitting on the toilet when I worked at Fun Lovin' Walkie in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And the act I performed.
And it got to the ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be in there. That's absolutely.
That's something my dad doesn't know.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, oh, you're surprised by that, Hitler?
Maybe he was replacing ceiling tiles one time. I was like, what's that?
Exactly. So, if you got something that your dad doesn't know, call us up. And what we do is we select, but we decide to be the very best. Secret's not a word. The very best, well... Yeah, secret.
Deep, dark secret that you have not shared. And, many times you may be forced to give some of the money to your parents.
And, then what we do is we call your daddy up, and we get your daddy on the air, and then at that point you have to tell your dad
right.
what the secret is. And just let me say...
It's a cleansing experience.
It sure is. Let me say to the liars out there, okay, the game players, and I should really say, attention, Walmart shoppers.
Hey, rednecks.
We're on to all of ye scams.
We know what ye are up to.
Okay, we're very, very good at coming up with stuff that lets us know that you are trying to pull one over on us.
Right. We are being watched.
Now, we're in a bunch of new markets since we've done this game. I think Seattle, Las Vegas, Philadelphia, they've not heard this before, at least not in this time slot.
This is a very interesting game, and it requires a bit of analysis.
Is this guy on the... is this one already?
Wow.
John? Hey, John?
Yo.
Where are you calling from? Seattle?
Bellevue,
Washington. And you got something your dad doesn't know? What is it?
I'm about to get married. Well, I was going to get married until I received genital warts from this girl that I was seeing on the side.
So your dad doesn't know that you've been...
he doesn't know that we're not getting married anymore.
Does your dad... Is there a big wedding planned?
Yes, there is.
Oh, so you would be breaking
2 weeks from now.
That'd be thick enough.
Like no, that's good. But you'd also have to throw in the reason you're not getting married
is the genital warts.
The genital warts.
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on a second. John, hold on.
All right.
So see, that might be a winner right there.
Yeah, I mean, genital warts, how often do you get that? That's great. Right out of the chute.
Hey, Dad, I'm
so to speak.
Guess what? I'm not getting married.
Right.
And I got genital warts.
Right. Yeah, it's a good chance for, the guy to get on, come clean, take his lumps.
That's
right. Oh.
Hey, I get it.
Thank
That's
you.
Pretty good. If you can do better, give us a call. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What is it, the memo? The ideas contained in that memo are not my ideas, Hank. I do not happen to think we need a younger sidekick.
Thank you.
What is that?
What do you mean this?
Yeah.
You mean the earring?
The earring.
Well, I've had this. I've had this for, oh, golly, some time now.
If you've gotten an earring to make yourself look younger.
Oh, no.
Oh. What have you done to your nipples?
Oh,
let me see.
No.
Come on, let me see. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Hank.
What's wrong?
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Hank. What? Look that way. Look that way. Look up.
Right.
Look down.
Right.
Does that loosen me up? How does that feel?
Good.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Does this hurt?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Where'd you get this done, Hank?
Well,
you know, was it in a sterile environment? Look that way.
Yeah.
Boy, very swollen and reddish, Hank.
Really?
And the left ear is the gay ear, by the way. Do you know that?
It is.
Uh-huh. And when you wear it low on the lobe like that, Hank, it means you're catching, not pitching. You know, I had a friend who was allergic to base metal, got a really bad infection, lost about 90% of his hearing. Oh, Hank, that looks very pussy. What kind of metal did they use, do you know?
I gotta go.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine. Hank,
yeah.
I like it. Hank, keep it.
Yeah, keep it.
Yeah.
All right.
Boy, oh boy. Don't hide it.
Right.
Be proud, catching, not pitching.
All right.
Do you want to get right?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WKFN 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Remember?
remember, Hank.
Hey now.
Pitching, not catching.
Hey, what's with your nipples, Hank? Hey now.
Come chisel on their nizzle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, we're ready to attempt to start what my daddy doesn't know won't hurt him.
All right.
I'll tell you that the DA from Seattle. That was a true story.
Yeah.
The guy has to break off the marriage because he got genital warts from another woman.
Right.
The guy was all for it until when we went to break, when they explained to him
that he's going to have to call his father and tell him.
He said, no, I thought all I had to do was call the show.
Oh. Duh.
And we said, well, now why would we give you $1,000 just to call the show?
No, that's not the way it works. Everybody's got a story.
And the guy said, so I have to call my dad?
No.
And he said, yeah.
Yeah, that's the idea of the game. What my father doesn't know won't hurt him. Right.
And then the guy said, I swear, I'm standing back there. They're talking to him, and the guy says, well, I don't want my dad to know. Said, well, okay. Well,
wow.
There you go. Don't play the game then.
Right.
Because whoever we select, and you call your dad on the air, and you tell your dad whatever it is, you win the $1,000 and the Dish Network satellite.
That's a shame. It's always important for people to listen carefully and pay attention to the rules.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Scott.
Hi, Scott. Where are you from?
Las Vegas.
All right, Scott. Now, do you understand the rules of the game?
Oh, perfectly.
That if we do happen to select you, we'll call your daddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I understand.
So what is it your daddy doesn't know?
Well, she has a 1969 Firebird, and he spent many years fixing it up, and it's really cherry, except they went out last month to Arizona on vacation, both my parents, and I took it out on a joyride, and I wrecked it, the rear axle, and he hasn't driven it since.
You totaled it?
It's going to need a lot of work done to it.
What did you say when they came back?
Oh, they don't know. It's in the backyard.
So he doesn't drive it? He doesn't drive it?
Oh. No, he doesn't.
So he doesn't know that you've ruined his car?
No,
that's
he doesn't.
Pretty good. That's pretty good if Dad really doesn't know that it's...
Let me just play devil's advocate. How would Dad not know if you totaled the car?
What do you mean?
I mean, wouldn't he come home and see it?
The axle?
No, it's in the backyard. It's got a cover over it.
So you split the axle?
Yes.
And is there any other obvious body damage to the car?
It's all screwed up on the back end. The back bumper, I had to duct tape it back on just to make it look like the car.
And your dad hasn't taken a peek at this car yet?
No, it's too cold out here to be driving it because it's a convertible. So he just leaves it in the back.
What kind of car is it?
1969 Firebird.
And where do you say you're calling from?
Las Vegas.
Well, now, Mike, it's not always like 1,000 degrees in Las Vegas.
No, but I mean a convertible. It's not like you always have to drive with the top down either.
Well, that's what he likes to do. I know he hasn't taken it out, or else he would have.
What's the timetable we're talking about? When did they get back?
They got back, I think 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago.
Well, now make up your mind.
Week and a half ago.
Okay, and tell me exactly what happened when you were out, when your mom and dad were allegedly out of town, and you took your dad's cherry, and I guess incidentally, whether this guy's making this up or not, this is like my dream car, a 69 Camaro or Thunderbird, I mean, especially a one with a convertible, goddamn.
Is it a Firebird?
It's a Firebird.
A car like that would kick ass.
Yeah.
So tell me exactly what happens when you take it out and
you are you breathing through a ventilator or something?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm just really scared right now. I don't think he's listening, but he might be listening.
And the circumstances in which you allegedly wrecked the car, how you got it back home, and everything that's happened.
Yeah, how did you get the car back? Walk us through that.
Okay, so they go out of town, and I'm really big into the illegal racing scene here in Vegas. And so I was like, hey, they're out of town, you know. I could take my dad's Firebird, show it off. I wasn't planning on racing it. So I take it over to the place where we meet at. Then we all split up and go to the races. We go to the races. I'm one of the first guys up. Everybody wants to race my dad's car. So there I am, sitting there. I'm next to a Viper. There's no way. There's no way I could beat this Viper. But, you know, it's just fun. So they throw their hands down. We take off, right?
You getting a wreck? Going.
Pardon me?
You maybe get to the point of the story, please.
I'm sorry. We're going about 70 miles an hour. There is a cinder block in the road. I do not see the cinder block. It hits my back tire because I swerved just in 1 millisecond. Hits the back tire.
the back tire comes out through the through the trunk.
Now let me just say, I believe him. He's droning on so much that I tend to believe that this might
be a little travel detector going off here.
All of it.
Yeah. All right. So all right. Not 100%, but it's there.
Assuming that you ran over a cinder block, what happens? And let's say you broke the rear axle. Okay.
Yes.
How'd you get the car home?
Well, yeah, I had to tow it.
You towed it home?
We towed it home, opened up the back gate, and they pushed it right in the back. I put the cover back on.
Matt, how large is your yard?
We have a pretty big backyard.
You hired a tow truck?
Yes.
All right, hold on a second. I'm gonna leave you in the running. Hold on.
Okay.
A lot of suspicious looks around the studio, Don.
Yeah, but if it's real, it could be good.
Could be very good.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Allie.
Hi, Allie, where are you from?
D.C.
Where are you from, honey? I'm sorry?
D.C. D.C.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm sorry. Allie, what is it your dad doesn't know?
that when I was 16 years old, I'm 30 now, and when I was 16, I was dating one of his friends.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Now, when you say
quite simple, but quite interesting.
When you say dating, do you mean dating like I think you mean dating?
I mean that I'm going to tell my dad I was dating one of his friends.
No, so you went out with one.
No, did you bang the guy?
I'm not telling my dad.
That makes her credible instantaneously. Was this one?
I can't tell my dad that.
Was this one of your dad's close friends?
One of his two best friends.
Now, of course, no last names, but you would tell the dad the first name of the fella?
Yeah.
And and you went out with him on a regular basis? How many dates?
Five or six. Yeah.
What would be the what would you estimate when you were 16? How old was your dad's friend?
Oh, God.
Well, I'm 30 and he's 58, so his friend's maybe 2 years younger than him.
So perhaps a 26-year age difference?
Well, yeah.
A 16-year-old dating a...
Let me ask you, of course, we'll repeat this to your dad. Was this guy your first?
No.
So he didn't pop your cherry.
So would this mean when you were 16, you were dating a guy in his early 40s?
Wait, are you guys going to insert comments if I tell my dad?
No, listen.
We'd actually let you handle it.
We just want to know... the real story, and when you say dating, at some point you had sex with. I give you my word, we won't say this to your dad, but just so we know,
you just want it for your own personal use. Like.
Because you know, if we said that to your dad, it could get into a whole.
We wouldn't do that to you. I promise. That's not how we do the show. But being as your dad's not on the line with us yet,
it seems like the statute of limitations would have.
You banged him, right?
She'll never tell.
Well, you know, if she doesn't tell, though, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna have to disqualify her because I'm promising we'll keep the secret.
All right. If you guys are promising you're gonna keep the secret, obviously, or I wouldn't call the show. I mean, so what's the guy that age gonna do anyways? Take me out to dinner? I mean, he was married.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
All right. That's all. You know what? That's all I needed to hear. And
very good.
I will stick with my word.
We may have a winner.
All you have to do is tell your dad that you dated. This
right.
other guy, and you have my word, Mike and I, no sound effects, no innuendo.
Yeah, and you haven't even said anything really confirming or
right.
anything, so we're just going to assume. And we won't say anything to your dad because this is good. Let me tell you something. This is good on its own. Absolutely. Who the hell is out in the hallway there?
It's that new dumb sales guy.
What the hell is he doing? We got to bring him in here because he's distracting the show right now.
The guy who thinks that he's working at the National Zoo because he loves when he gets a client.
Get him in here, Rob.
Coming by and bringing his clients by the window.
You have to be trained. I mean, that's like been three times.
And the problem is that the client never understands because they're hearing delay outside.
Right, so they don't know what we're talking about.
They see our mouths moving, mm-hmm. but they don't. It doesn't jive up.
Is that the guy with the black mustache?
The guy with the goatee.
The guy with the goatee. It's tourist
the guy with
day.
The guy with the goatee.
Do I have I even seen this guy?
I don't know.
Is he brand new?
Mike, they're all brand new.
Yeah. Rob's fetching him right now.
They're all brand new all the time.
We like to meet them occasionally when they really pester us.
They change salespeople at this station more than I change underpants.
It's a little frightening.
Really?
It's very frightening.
It's a lot.
Christ. Yeah, that's a lot, Buzz, because I change once or twice a week.
I was simply waiting now on Speedy Gonzalez to run down his quarry.
Your name is Allie?
Yeah.
Allie, hold on a second. You're a finalist.
Hold on.
Absolutely a finalist.
Don't go anywhere. Make sure you give your number to Lisa.
That could be strong. Simple and strong.
Hold on.
16.
Oh, let us discipline a...
Yeah.
I got to find that song, too.
Right,
she was only 16.
Who is that? And I haven't met this
now,
guy.
Now, he's a sales guy. Now, what is your name?
Jim Hatch.
Well, what's your name?
Jim?
Jim.
Hi,
Jim.
Him. I have not met Jim yet. Jim's one of the big men.
Jim is one of the many new revolving salespeople we have here at the station.
Right, right. And it's not a goatee. Jim's got, like, the whole facial hair thing happening.
Jim, please, for the love of God, when you're coming by with, now, I don't know if that was a client or that was perhaps an escort service you were walking by with.
Quiet.
That was a client. Please don't stop at the window and point in, like, look at the monkeys. Please, please don't do that.
Yesterday there was a monkey.
But I understand. But you were, again, yesterday, though, you were outside the window.
Jim, you like working here? You having a good time so far?
Yeah,
That's going to pass, pal. I got news for you. What does that last normally? It's less than a month.
Yeah.
Have you been here more than a month?
I have been here more than a month.
Well, he must be on some sort of narcotic test. That's the only way that could happen.
Have you seen how many empty cubicles there are back there in the sales office?
I've seen a few.
Right. Okay, just keep that in mind.
Welcome to the incredible minority. You're a hire.
Thank you very much.
That's okay, fantastic. Just please don't bring people
really,
the window.
It really distracts us, and it's a pain in the ass, you know? It really is.
You got a deal.
All right, keep walking.
She was beautiful, though.
That's true.
She was beautiful. How much did you have to pay her for the night?
Well, she's very successful at her business, so that's another perk in a Benny.
Really? She was attractive.
Very attractive. How much did you have to pay her? To sleep with you.
I don't think her husband or my wife would be very appreciative.
Oh, you're married. Okay.
You bet.
We'll keep it quiet.
All right. Thank you.
Hey. Yeah. Stay away from Tim McWilliams, too. He will lie like a dog to you.
Is he still here?
I asked for the cube next to him.
Yeah, oh, really?
Tim still works here.
You
Tim,
bet.
I haven't seen a lot of Tim.
He'll show you the ropes.
He's becoming my mentor.
No, bad move. Lying dog. He'll use you like a toilet.
Am I right? Tim McWilliams, the singing salesman, owes us Beach Boys serenade on this show.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm trying to get you a cigar, just for the record.
Thank you.
That's great. That means a lot to Don. That doesn't happen very often with salespeople either, where they get him a cigar.
It's not like I got
incredibly generous of you.
A cigar.
It's not like I got human orders at home.
Toodaloo ass.
If you want to do something, get me a high-priced hooker like the one you just brought by the window.
No, he's going to get you a cigar, barely smoked.
Right, exactly.
It's mostly dry now.
You know, and I get them too for Don, which is, and that to me, don't do that to me anymore. Don't give me cigars for Don.
Oh, yeah. We get that a lot. Okay, I get that a lot.
I appreciate it, but please don't do it anymore. It's way, that's worse than, where's Don?
Excuse me.
Which I still get after 16 years. Like, you know, somehow we leave here, Siamese twins attached at the penis.
Did I ever tell you what the guy at Safeway told me once when you were on vacation? I asked if you vacationed together.
Like Don Rickles and Bob Newhart.
That's right. I said, yes, they're Club Med together.
Hey, here's this. Give this to Don.
Yes, it's an extra long Dutch mask.
And then I store them.
Yeah.
Especially if they're encased in glass.
Technically, we have vacationed together. That one time we took with your...
we went down to Disney World.
No.
No.
The time that we went to that other place with...
The place up in the mountains?
Yes. We did vacation together.
It was a pretty good time, actually.
We did vacation together.
Many, many moons ago. Didn't we go up with another couple, too?
We went with the Reese's.
The Reese's.
We all went on a vacation together.
It was a very long time.
And that inspired Deliverance.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I think we're going to go with Allie.
How can you not go with Allie?
Yeah. Oh, we got a break? Hold on, give me 1 minute, Rob. Okay. Hello, let's talk to someone else. Who's this, Don or Mike? Hello?
This is Rick. What's up, guys? You guys rock.
You didn't do it right, Rick.
Okay, I'm kind of nervous about this.
We rock, and then you're supposed to say something else.
I forget the guy's name.
Okay, it's you guys rock, that's for you, Tim.
You guys rock, that's for you, Tim. Sorry about that.
We understand, no problem at all.
All right, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Waldorf.
Waldorf, Maryland. Okay, the armpit of Maryland. What is it that your daddy doesn't know?
Okay, my dad's like really, really into his computer. He got a lot of computer stuff, and he's always messing around on it and stuff. A couple weeks ago, actually it was probably about a month and a half ago, his computer was stolen. All the stuff was stolen out of the house. What he doesn't know is that I actually took all the computer stuff and made it look like someone broke in and stole it, and I pawned it, and I used the money to get an abortion for my girlfriend.
You know, that's another strong one.
Remember when the crap detector was out a little bit last time? This is absolutely...
You don't believe this guy?
No, it's not a question of not believing. This is pure fiction.
Oh, it's definitely true.
Pure fiction. Absolutely.
Absolutely true.
Absolutely
true. Where did you pawn the computer?
Where did I pawn it?
Don't answer a question. Called, don't answer a question to the question.
Well, when you're lying, you have to answer.
It's a Waldorf called Claybank Motors.
Right.
How much? It's a little rinky dinky.
What kind of computer was it?
A Pentium. I don't know the specifics because I'm not real into computers like that.
You're aware that if this is true, even though you are his son,
what's the name of the place?
Your dad could charge you with felony.
What's the name of the place again?
It's called Claybank Motors. It's a little rinky-dink car dealership in Waldorf,
and
what they also do is accept...
And that's where you do all your pawning.
You pawned a computer there?
Yes.
No, that's where his friends that would lie for him are.
Where, and how much did you get for the computer that you pawned at the car dealership?
$800.
$800.
Great.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
One doesn't normally pawn things at a car dealership.
Robbie, they take gold and all kinds of stuff for trade-in.
Right. Okay. One of those.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
How do you spell playback?
But he said cly.
Hey, hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
Did you say bye?
No, he asked me how to spell claybank.
Okay, how do you spell it?
C-L-A-Y.
P or C?
C.
C-L-A-Y.
C as in Connie. Okay. L-A-Y.
Okay.
Bank. B-A-N-K.
Okay, hold on, please. Hold on. Claybank.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy now, isn't it?
All right, maybe you're right. Maybe we got one here. But on the other hand, I sure do know that there's lots of places like that that are in business that will say,
yeah.
Although, wouldn't you just go to a pawn shop?
Yes. That's not the issue. The issue is the credibility of the story in general.
There's a lot going on
there.
That
he staged a fake burglary, stole his father, which is very prized to him, his father's computer equipment, and then paid for an abortion that his girlfriend got. And he's going to call his dad and tell him.
How much did the abortion cost?
About 600 and change.
Where'd you have that done at?
Somewhere in Virginia. I can't remember the exact name of the place.
And how much did you have for the computer?
800.
What'd you do with the extra 200?
Pocketed it.
Pocketed it.
Now, why would you call a radio show to do this?
For $1,000.
For $1,000.
$1,000. Yes. Okay. Because, hell, with that money, Mike, he could get another girl knocked off. He could abort that baby and pocket $400.
With that money, I could save $200 more and get 2 more pregnant, 5 abortions.
As opposed to buying your dad a new computer.
Yeah, that too.
Okay, hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on.
It always gets interesting.
It sure does. It sure does. Hold on. Here's someone who's going to state the obvious. David.
Yeah, speaking.
Hi.
How you doing, sir?
Okay.
Hi, sir.
What can we do for you?
I was letting you know that guy's full of crap. I lived in Waldorf for 15 years. There's no places like that in Waldorf.
Thank you, sir. And not to mention the fact that Pentium, of course, is not the brand name of any computer. Pentium is the...
Well done. And we've also never gotten any kind of lying calls from Waldorf. That's not where those kind of calls would originate.
Rob, are you on the phone with the car dealership?
I need to be in touch with your pawn expert immediately. Is there a number where I can reach him? No, I have to be able to reach him. This is very important. It involves an abortion.
Do they have a pawn? They have a
pawn department.
They do have a pawn department.
What's the gentleman's name?
Oh, ow.
Okay, but what's his name? Okay, and he does pawn things? He buys and sells silver and gold. Is there a computer there that's been recently pawned? Has he ever pawned a computer? Has he ever done that? No. Never? Not even to help a woman out of trouble?
Hold on, let me get a date from this guy. What was the date? Hey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What was the date that you pawned the computer?
I don't know the exact date. It's been about a month and a half.
Within a month and a half. Hold on.
Can you come on the air with us? Oh, no. Are you lying? Is this crooked? Is this a crooked business?
Within a month and a half.
All right.
Robbie, what are they doing?
Thank you, bye.
What did they say?
What did he say, Rob?
Never, ever pawned a computer there.
How about that, son?
Silver only.
Well, you're busted.
Hey,
that didn't take long.
He said. That's completely not true, though.
No, you're lying.
I'm not lying.
You're a liar.
I'm not lying.
Now, we have other callers who are saying that. Let me just see. We do know that the place does exist. Hey, Dan.
Hello?
Dan, now this is Dan who's calling to say there is a Claybank Motors.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
We know that. Rob just called it. Thank you, Dan.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Is the master storyteller still on the line?
Yeah, he is.
Here's a question. Who's the gentleman you spoke to at the pawn shop? What's his first name?
I have no idea.
Of course not.
I really wouldn't
care about his first name. I just want sure. to get the abortion, you know?
And there'd be no paperwork or anything for reclaiming the computer or anything like that.
And you don't remember the name of the, I won't ask you on the air, of course, but off the air, you don't remember where you went to get the abortion?
I don't remember the exact name of the clinic. Somewhere around Old Town Alexandria. Somewhere in the Alexandria area.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's yeah, right.
Down hey, by F Old you, Town. Rob, F you.
Hey, yeah. no, F you, sir. You're F not you, telling sir. The truth. Down by Old Town Alexandria, like by all the bookshops and all the gift shops, they just have ye old abortionists.
That's right.
Yeah, that's exactly what the sign said, too.
Three-quarter hat abortions.
Are you ready to come clean?
With my father, yes.
No, are you ready to bail out? You're not going to win the money because we all know you're lying.
I'm not going to come clean because I'm telling the truth, but if I'm not going to win the money, then, you know, there's no point in me telling my father, of course.
Well, Rob actually called the place you said
you
pawned. Yeah, and then the guy said he's... And what do you? How do you answer the fact that he's never pawned a computer?
Either the gentleman wasn't there or the person you spoke to was making a mistake. You already tried to tell me that there wasn't a place that would do that. Come to find out that there is a place.
Well, I never doubted. I never doubted for one second.
I did. I doubted that.
I'll tell you why. Because I mean, you'd always, you know, take a place that you know was looked like a pawn shop or that you knew took things in trade. That would be an easy way to do this.
But this man only deals in silver and gold, and unless this was a solid gold computer, he never took it.
Well, what the guy was doing is he's driving by. Hold on. He take trade.
Here's someone else. Here's someone else who wants to say something. Brian.
Hey, Don and Mike, you guys rock, and that's for Tim.
Thank you.
And firstly, I mean. A new computer costs $800, $900. There's no way a pawn shop's going to pawn one and
point.
Give you $800.
That's
well, don't tell me there's no way, Dick, because it did happen.
It's usually without
it's
a printer.
It's going to happen.
Usually without a printer or a monitor, though, at that price.
Yeah, but a pawn shop's going to give you a saving.
Pennies on the dollar.
And that's the way they
pawn shops are. Not going to make any money.
Pawn shops are sometimes reluctant to talk about what they buy and sell.
True. Do you believe this guy, Buzz?
I don't know. I think either side, both sides could be lying, but I know that pawn shops like
way to take a stand, Buzz. Okay, now, Rick, what I think is that you are lying. I think you are lying through your teeth.
I'm going to leave him on hold. Hold on, Rick.
Yeah, that way. I'm telling the truth, though.
All right, hold on. We're going to get, and I would encourage all of Rick's pals that be suspicious of Rick, might know who Rick is to, you know, give us a little insight.
Rick, hold on
give
a second.
A call.
And Rick. Remember what Rick said. If I'm not going to win the money, why would I tell my father?
Right, hold on there, Rick. Don't go anywhere. And Brian,
but he doesn't fit the profile, Rob.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, my friend. You know what? Hey, Allie, are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Allie, the girl who dated... David, in quotation marks, your dad's friend.
Yeah.
We're gonna select you.
Yeah. You're the winner, Allie.
Now over the abortion guy.
yes, you went over the abortion guy, and as a last resort, we'll use the guy in Vegas who claims that he trashed his dad's car.
Yeah, the 69 Firebird with a broken axle.
Although let's keep the abortion guy on the line just for snick,
just to see what happens.
Do you know what I've learned by listening to this show?
What?
I don't think you have any other women listening besides me.
Oh, we have lots of women that listen.
No, they oh, no, I got one right here. You want to talk to another woman? Here's Margaret who wants to play the game. Margaret.
Okay, let's hear hers.
Okay, hi, Margaret, you're on the air.
Hi, you guys rock, and that's for Tim.
Thank you. Margaret, Margaret, where are you from?
Brooklyn. I live in Brooklyn, and my parents live out in Long Island.
All right, what is it your daddy doesn't know?
That I'm an escort.
Whoa. Whoa. See, now that's strong.
That is strong.
Now listen, Allie, you got to admit, there's another woman right there.
And she's a bigger slut than me.
Whoa!
We tried to screw my father's friend at 15. I'm 27 years old now.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Margaret, hold on. Stay on the line, Margaret. Give your information to Johnny. Allie, we're still going to go with you first.
Okay.
You got it. We must do a break, though.
Okay.
Stay right there. We'll come back. Someone will win the money and the satellite stuff when we get right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Good part of the boob. The Don and Mike Show.
He's the greatest, isn't he?
He's the goods.
Those banana boobs.
Banana boobs. Have him over for Thanksgiving today.
Ralphie's mom from a Christmas Story.
Get a look at her pelt.
I never even knew she was in Slapshot.
I didn't know. I mean, I never thought of her as kind of a sex symbol, but, well, you heard Mr. Skin.
Banana boobs.
Right.
All right, here we go. We're going to give away some Donal. We're going to give away a Dish Network satellite TV system.
And I think we've come up with a second prize that we may actually be able to go with two winners in this contest.
Wow. Very good. We might, you know, these are pretty thick.
The four lies, the four secrets that we have are, we got a guy from Las Vegas.
That'd be Scott, who says he wrecked his father's prize 69 Firebird, and his dad doesn't know, and it's out in the backyard covered with a tarp.
And we have Allie from D.C., and she dated her dad's friend when she was 16.
Yeah, and I think, what, 20-some-odd year difference there.
Then we have Rick from Maryland. He's the guy who claims he went to a car dealership and pawned his computer.
His dad's computer after he stole it from his dad.
To get his girlfriend an abortion.
Right.
Incidentally, during the break, you should know we were told by someone at the station who would rather remain anonymous.
Yeah. You know, I didn't ask how he knew that.
That there was, in fact, an abortion clinic in Old Town Alexandria.
A clinic.
You knew about it.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't think along those lines.
Well,
yeah, you're more sleuthful than I am.
And then our last contestant is Margaret, and she's from the Bronx.
And she's an escort, and her father doesn't know that.
Wow. So we got four good ones, and we're going to start, as promised, with Allie.
Hi.
Hi, Allie. Now, Mike and I will be men of our word.
Yeah, absolutely.
When your dad gets on the line and you tell him that you dated his friend when you were 16, and the friend's name is the first name? What's the dad's friend's first name?
Steve.
Okay.
Right, and, that you dated Steve. Mike and I will not let go with anything that you told us.
That's right. And Steve's still a friend of your dad's?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Fantastic. Hold on. What we got to do is dial your dad up and... oh, well, come on. I'm giving it away. Too bad. Eat me. Can't give this away because we had no mentions yet. Well, I'll give them lots of mentions. I mean... Screw them. We'll give away just some of the money that we don't have to give away. We'll give away.
Very good.
We'll do more than one of these today.
All right. Excellent.
Christ. You're Christing money.
Christing money. You can't give away something because we haven't promoted yet, or
we
what?
We haven't read. Like we don't read enough. Like we're not poured out enough with commercials already on the show.
Right.
And we've got another great prize that I can't give away because I've not read the commercial enough time.
Well, we'll give away $200 for the backup winner here.
Now we go $500 for the
$500. All right.
But let's, Robbie. Here you go. Make the call, please.
Let them know what's going on.
We are calling. Let me see. Let me dial it up here. Don't even know his name.
Do. All right. Very good. Okay. A little quick busy there. Yeah, I think 28 years, isn't that what we heard? The difference in age?
Difference, I think so, yeah.
28 years?
Three.
Maybe less.
Or more.
Or more. In fact, I never do.
Seven.
All right. Let's see what happens.
There you go. All right, pick it up, Robbie.
Hello.
Are you got it? I can hang up here?
Yeah, you can put it on hold.
Hello, I'm Rob Stein. All right, this ought to be interesting here.
All right, so it's ringing?
Yeah, it's ringing. Ringing.
Ringing, ringing, ringing.
Ringing.
Of course, having Dad at home is part of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we move on to the next person. Who do you have in mind for second place here? Margaret, Scott, or Rick?
Hi, this is a message for Allie's dad. Allie's dad, hi, it's the Don and Mike Show. Just calling to...
Hey, Allie, you got another number for your dad?
I don't. He's retired, so he's probably in the barn. So just, if you call... Okay, there's a secret ring. If you call once and hang up and then call back, you'll pick up.
Well, we already called.
All right, hold on. I'll give that a try. I'll give it a try. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on. Call once,
call once, let it ring once, hang up, and then call back.
All right, Rob's doing that right now.
All right, Rob, so you're going to call, let it ring
once. And he knows me. You have to say Allie Ray, or he'll say who?
Allie Ray.
Allie Ray.
I said shake it, baby, shake.
All right, so you called, you let it ring once.
Yep.
And then you're going to call back.
Rob Stein.
That's the name Rob uses.
Yeah.
Instead of Rob Stewak.
I liked Margaret's for second place, or for next one.
You know, that's very nice after that cat fight that you... Yeah.
Part of that had to be deleted out, I believe.
Yeah.
Someone dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah, it's after Allie
that
called.
That wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you, but you did call Margaret a slut, and then she said, well, at least I'm not effing my dad's friend.
Well, see, so then she responded in time like a slut.
Here we go. But you're very magnanimous to pick her as the second choice, Allie. I think that's very nice of you.
But I didn't know that she called me.
From the barn.
Come in
from the barn, no answer. No.
All right, so it rang once?
I rang once, hung up, called back, no answer.
No answer, I guess not.
Is he well?
He's always there, too.
Well, you think he's
all right,
okay?
Allie, I tell you what, hold on a second. Okay, I'm going to go with someone else. We'll come back, we'll give you a second chance.
Okay.
All right, so now, regardless of what Allie thinks, my thought is, for the second guy,
yeah,
for the second contestant, my vote would be for the computer guy,
for Rick.
Yeah.
Let's see how that plays out.
Yeah, I suppose.
Excuse me, I got a piece of stuff. I suppose, but it just, you know, I still, I guess we haven't had anybody rat him out or anything like that. We haven't had anybody.
That's just my vote. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get him a vote among Mike. Who
well,
would
I like Margaret because it's nice and simple. You know, Dad, I'm an escort. You know, the $1,000, no fuss, no muss. I'm still very, very suspicious of Rick, and so is Rob. Buzz is on the fence. I'm not sure.
But I think it would also be fun to see how it plays out.
Yeah, I agree. Uh-huh. I agree with that. Uh-huh. Let's see how it plays out.
All right, we'll try. Hey, Rick?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, we're going to try your dad. What's your dad's name?
His name's Rick also.
All right, so I have got
him
something.
Rick, and you'll be able to...
All right, we're going to call your dad, Rick, and Rob's going to call him, get him on the phone, and then you got to take it from there, Rick, okay?
Okay.
You got to tell the whole story.
No problem.
No problem. I hope not, for your sake.
Well, he might punch me in the face when he sees me, but...
Well, that's you have to deal with that.
Only because he loves you.
Christ, I feel like I've got an aborted fetus in my throat right now.
Piece you choke on a little of that sandwich, or...
Yeah, I was wolfing down a tuna.
Tuna, tuna, tuna.
Tuna fish.
Right before we went on the air.
Yeah. And,
all right. Wow. Well, you know, don't pop any of those stitches out.
Don't worry. Hi, Rick. It's Rob from the Don and Mike Show. Do you have a moment to come on the air with us to speak to your son, Rick? I'm sorry. From the Don and Mike
Show. That's better.
We have your son, Rick, on our show. Can you come on the air and play a game with us?
Yeah.
Okay, when you hear the next voices, you'll be on the air.
Great.
All right, here we go. Now we've got Rick. We've got... Rick, we've got your dad, Rick, on the line. Rick, I guess Rick Senior and Junior are on the line here.
Hi, Rick. Rick Senior. Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hello.
All right, hi. Rick. Rick Junior. How you doing? Say hi to your dad.
What's up, pal? Hey, Rick. How are you, bud? I'm good.
All right. Go ahead, Rick Junior.
Well, we're on with Don and Mike. You're familiar with Don and Mike. They're playing a game called "What My Daddy Don't Know Won't Hurt Him." You remember last month at the beginning of February, all the stuff that went down with the computer being stolen and stuff. Yeah. Well, turns out that it wasn't really stolen. I had Jay help me make it look like it was stolen and take it all out. And I sold it because I needed to get Tammy an abortion. What kind of game is this, Rick? I don't have time for this. I know you're working, you're busy. It's the truth.
The game?
If we win, then I'll buy you a new computer, but...
The game is called "What My Father Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him." We give people a chance to clear the air and do it for cash money.
Your son indicated to us that he stole the computer
and then pawned it for money to get his girlfriend an abortion, and he felt it necessary to call today because he wanted to tell you this.
Yeah. Rick, is this some goddamn joke?
No, it's not, Bob.
No.
I'll get you a new computer if we win, I promise. It was either that or you would have a grandchild.
And you're calling me on the radio and telling me this?
Yeah.
That's really the only way he could win the
$1,000.
$1,000,
huh?
Yeah. That's what the first prize is for this.
That's worth $1,000 to you, huh, Rick?
It'll get you a new computer.
Actually, if I could be honest, sir, Rick Sr., what he said was he could buy two more abortions.
Yeah, he was
with the money.
Fooling around with
joke, of course.
He was joking with us.
Kidding. And he told us that he got $800 for your computer and that the abortion cost $600. And we said, what did you do with the extra money? And
he said he pocketed it.
Does Tammy's parents know this, Rick?
I don't think she told them, no. And I'd like to keep it that way.
Well, you're out of luck there, bud.
Well, appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Is there anything besides the $1,000? Don't we have another?
I'm still trying to figure out
whether this is on a level or not.
Yeah, whether this is really this guy's dad or not.
Yeah, we had a lot of trouble believing Rick Jr. We're still having trouble believing him. Whether he's telling the truth or not. I mean, you did have this computer go missing. That did really happen.
Oh yeah, did that happen? That's for damn sure.
Yeah, it does sound like a father-son combo.
Does this guy sound old enough to be Rick Jr.'s dad?
Yeah, he does to me.
Sir, may I ask what you were born?
When I was born?
Yeah.
July 31st, 1955.
55. Yeah, he'd have a son. And Rick, how old are you?
I'm 23. I just turned 23.
23. All right. Well, you know.
It's possible.
I think it's, you know, we got a lot of confirmations on all the locations and stuff like that. So
okay,
this might be true.
I guess, congratulations.
Now,
yeah,
usually,
great game. Congratulations, Rick.
Just for fun, on the count of three, why don't both of you say Rick Jr.'s birthday?
On the count of three, yes. Both of you together.
Are we just doing numbers?
Yes. Just
the month and the day.
Month and the day on the count of three. One, two, three.
12 December 1978.
How much more clear could we have made it before they screwed up?
I don't know. You know, it's tough.
How about on the count of three, both of you together say the first name of Rick Jr.'s mother. One, two, three.
Mary.
I didn't hear the other person.
How about on the count of three, give her maiden name.
What?
Well, no, I don't think we want to get into last names. No.
On the count of three, please give Rick Jr.'s grandmother's first name. Both of you together. One, two, three.
Adam and Eve.
No.
No. Not a match.
Not a match.
What do you mean?
What I mean is you weren't able to do that.
We both said Effie.
No, one of you said Genevieve.
Yeah.
No,
Genevieve is your mother's name. That's man ass.
My dad's mother's name, and Genevieve is my mom's mother's name.
Oh, so yeah, there are two sets of grandparents.
How about let's go with my mom's father's name on the count of three?
One, two, three.
Silas.
Warren.
Mother's name.
Oh, wow.
You see, we're having difficulty, Rick.
I'm having difficulty here.
For both of you, Rick, we're having difficulty believing
my mom's parents are Genevieve and Silas, and my dad's parents.
All right, enough. We're just, you understand.
Rick Sr., let me ask you, what kind of a computer was it?
It was a CTX. You sold the monitor and the scanner and the burner and all that, right, Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah, good job. Real good job.
I'll get you a new one if we win. I'm sorry, Pop.
I'll get my own goddamn computer, Rick. That's not the... Man. That's not what we're dealing with here, bud.
I know. It was screwed up. I'm sorry.
A little screwed up, huh?
I know Mom would have freaked out if I would have told you all that.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
You know, I don't know either.
It's hard to believe.
I'll tell you what, Rick. We got to deal with this tonight.
All right.
You're coming home tonight, right?
Yeah, I'll be there after work.
I think we're going to have to put it up to a vote of our audience. If they believe whether it's true or not. I'm having a hard time believing.
Let me ask you something. Rick seems
pretty shocking if it is true.
Well, no, it could be just this Rick Jr. guy with a guy pretending to be his dad.
Right.
Rick Sr., did you file a police report for the stolen computer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we going to do there, Rick?
You know what? Rick Sr., if this is true, I had mentioned that to Rick Jr. I said, you know, your dad's got a legitimate gripe here, especially if, you know, he did file a police report.
Well, it's pretty obvious he's no brain surgeon here.
Well, now you're enhancing your credibility with me, sir.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hopefully we don't have to... We can just let the police report go if I get you in the computer.
He does sound like an older version of this guy.
That's how you doing, huh, Rick? Just let it go.
I mean, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to get a charge.
No, you don't.
Screwed up, but I'll replace the computer. I mean, I'm not playing the contest to keep the money. I called in just to get you a new computer because I felt bad.
Oh, no. Now you are lying. You never said that to us. You never
said that you were calling in to get for the purpose of getting your dad a new computer.
Well, that's what the reason I was calling. I didn't know I had to tell you why I wanted the money.
All right. Calm down, son.
As I recall, though, you did say, when I said, you know, you could buy an abortion.
Why are you calling? I said, for the $1,000.
Yeah, and...
As goddamn dumb as you were to pull this off, to steal a goddamn computer out of my house and take it someplace and sell it, it's even more stupid that you get some girl pregnant and then get an abortion. The abortion's more than the computer, Dick. What the hell's wrong with you?
See, that's where I lose.
Yeah, Dad,
that's where I lose. A dad calling his son Dick.
Dick. This is strange.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I'll tell you, Rick Sr., what we're going to have to do is...
Vote of our listeners.
We're
going
to have to really... we don't need to involve you with this, but we certainly going to have to find out whether Rick Jr. is on the level here.
All right, but thank you, Rick Sr.
Yeah,
thank you for your time.
I'll find it out, too.
And if it is all true, we certainly appreciate your time, and we'd like you to make sure that that if it is true and we give Rick Jr. the money, that you get that money for your new computer.
Yeah, right. Appreciate the call.
No problem.
All right, thank you.
I'll see you later, Pop.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
So I'm a... S Creek now.
Yeah, you know, all the stuff just speaks to...
That's another thing that they always say when they're lying.
Oh, I'm in trouble now, boy.
Oh boy.
Dad. Hey, they're like this one.
Everything I say, if you guys don't want to believe me, you can turn it into make it look like I'm lying, you know?
Well, no, it's not a question of that, Rick. It's that we have had... On this particular feature, we've had many, 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 many instances of people lying to us. And when, more often than not, when they're lying, it involves something really hard to believe that somebody would call in to tell their father that. Normally, the true stuff is not as over the top as that.
The thing that hit me about calling in was you said there was $1,000. I figured I could win the money.
Now you're going to win the money.
A new computer.
You're going to win the money unless we can prove that you know that this is not a legitimate call. But and we have ways of proving that. We will investigate it.
Here's what we can do during a commercial break. It's very simple. We won't rat you out.
Okay.
You give, and you're going to have to give us your last name anyway.
Okay.
We will call the police department to find out off the air to find out if in fact a report was filed with them that your dad had a computer stolen.
And we'll also double check with this place where you pawned the computer, and there would probably be paperwork on that as well.
With your name.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay,
all right, great. Okay.
Hold on and give that information to Joe and to Lisa.
Fascinating.
And then what we'll do is, we'll take a break.
We'll take a break, find everything out.
And we'll call the pawn shop, and we'll call the police.
Police.
Call the police. Now, we're not gonna rat the guy out.
No, there's not going to be any more trouble than Rick is already in with his own father.
Right.
And that's
all right.
We want to keep it that way, and especially I'd like to see if it's true. I'd like to see... Somebody hung up on us?
No, that was a guy who was just saying what we were saying. That you should.
I'd like to
call the police and also call the pawn shop for the paperwork.
I think we're going to make sure. As a matter of fact, we'll probably get the money right to Rick Sr. anyway, if this all turns out.
If it happens to be true.
With Rick Jr.'s blessing, of course.
In the meantime, let me make sure everyone else is still there.
Very good.
Just in case this doesn't pan out. Allie, are you still there? Allie?
Allie, the... Did we lose Allie?
May have lost Allie. What about Margaret, the escort? Margaret, are you still there, honey?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, stand by, please. Mm-hmm. Scott out in Vegas, the car guy, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, great.
Thanks hanging in there, guys.
Appreciate it. All right, we've lost Allie.
Yeah, Allie's gone.
Allie's gone. So if it doesn't work out with this guy, I think we'll go with Margaret next.
Very good.
The escort. But what we can do is, people are calling. I bet people are calling.
People
calling
are probably calling with theories.
I'm sure.
This is about the time when it gets interesting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Okay, first off, these guys are going to go take the $1,000, go to some store tonight, get a love swing, and be effing each other in the A later on.
So you think they're lying?
There's no way. They sound like two chummy guys on the phone joking with each other.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys rock. Hey, if this guy... is not going to get on the radio.
Excuse me, hold on.
Yeah.
Again, please, thank you for the sentiment, but if you're going to say these guys rock, you got to say, that's for you, Tim.
That's for you. You guys rock. That's for you, Tim.
Excellent.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Don and Mike, this kid is not going to get on here, have felony theft charges against him from stealing a computer, and get on the radio and try to win $1,000. You know, Waldorf's got a lot of rednecks down there, but he can't be this stupid.
Well, I am even as dumb as some people can be, I'm inclined to agree with the caller.
All right, thank you. Hold on, let's see. Hello, Don, my show.
Hey, he didn't even say what kind of computer it was, the father.
Yeah, the father was unable to give us a real computer. I didn't recognize anything he said.
He just started talking to his son.
Yeah, he said, what was it, son? What was it? You remember that?
And
that's a huge... See, our listeners are good at this.
So full of crap.
So full of crap. All right.
Guys rock.
Thank you. Oh, and...
Oh, right.
Got away. That's for you, Tim. Now you got to say that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, these guys are full of crap.
Okay, why?
It's like this guy's talking. They couldn't describe the computer. It was just all the things about comparing names. They couldn't match the names.
Yeah, they couldn't. They didn't. They failed miserably.
That's true as well. Hello, Nate, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
You guys rock. That's for you, Tim.
Thank you.
That thing. Yeah, anyway, these guys are full of it, man. They got it coming out of their ears, their eyes, and something coming out of their butt that they're punch, or they're fudge packing.
Okay. Thank you.
That's the second homosexual reference.
Interesting. Hello, Tom. You're on the air. Tommy. Hi, bud.
Okay, hello?
Hello.
I guess I'm the oddball, because I have no trouble believing the father. I mean, I like your idea of giving it straight to the father. I have no trouble believing the pain in his voice. So, at least as far as him, I believe it.
All right, thank you, Tom. Let's go to Kenny. Kenny, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hi. I don't know if they're telling the truth or not, but you should have done the investigating beforehand. I mean, I put the story on the air, and if it is his real father, and you turn them away because they can't, like, give you proof of it, then, you know, they lose twice. The guy's losing twice. Let's say it's true, and you don't believe his story.
Start over again, please.
All right, let's say this guy's telling the truth.
Okay.
And you're unable to prove it through the police or however.
But if we're unable to prove that the guy is lying, it's not a question of proving whether it's true. If we can't prove that the guy's full of it, we're going to give him the money.
Oh.
Right. That's the way it works. We, you know.
It's simple. If they filed a report with the police saying that the computer was stolen.
Right. If you find evidence that he lied, then, you know.
Then he doesn't win it. But if we find evidence that he was lying, then he's not going to get the money.
Then give his phone number over the air, please.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
A little something extra there.
Mr. Justice calling.
We got a break. You guys can do the research on the, and we'll find out more when we come right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. They've got 15-pound balls. Ghost Geronimo and Pax O'Mara.
All right, I believe that we have a partial summary of events from D.A. Joe Hardinger.
We call in our chief investigator.
And I don't mean dumbass, I mean district attorney. Here he is, Joseph Hardinger. Hi, Slow Joe.
Hello.
So right. What you got?
Here's what we got so far. Charles County Sheriff's Department, they couldn't reference a crime report without an investigating officer's name so that at least route me in the right direction.
Right.
So I called.
You called. All right. We don't have the guy's last name on the air, but you called Rick Sr.
Rick Sr. And I called him and said, well, do you have a copy of the report? And he said, I left it at home. I'm at work now.
Ah.
So I said, do you have any idea who the investigating officer might be?
Or just laughing at the music.
Anyway, I can't hear the music. And he said, I don't know, man. I have no idea, man. And I have a feeling that he had no idea because there was no computer and no crime. Then I called the Clay Bank people in Waldorf. They deal exclusively in silver and gold. I said, no computers, no video cameras, nothing of the sort. And they said, absolutely not. Gold and silver only.
But they had no record of this guy, Rick. And don't say his last name. They have no record of him ever pawning a computer there.
Right.
All right.
Well, you know what? I think the deal should be this. If they can produce a police report that we can verify and match with the Charles County Police Department,
correct,
then he could claim his money.
Rick?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
You hear that?
Yeah, I did. How do you want me to get a hold of the police report?
No, your dad says he's got it at home, and so it might take a day or so, but if we could match that with Charles County...
Okay.
To be relatively simple, I would imagine, for your dad to go down to the police station or to just bring down to the radio station here a
the report that he filed with the police when you allegedly, you know, when the computer was allegedly stolen.
And then when we received the report, dated a month ago, is that what it was?
About a month and a half, beginning of February. A
month and a half, beginning of February. What we would do is match that up with Charles County, and it would be a very bad idea to fake a police report and then give it to us, because we will try to match it with Charles County, and well, we will match it, and that would prove that it was indeed stolen.
And Rick, what about the pawn shop that says it only deals in gold and silver? Did you see other items when you were there, or just gold and silver?
They don't have like a display case or anything. There's a couple of different pawn shops in Waldorf, and I kind of stopped at all of them, you know, to see who was going to give me the most money.
Right.
And you know, that's. I just know what the guy told me. I know
And you have paperwork for your transaction, right?
Yeah, I have the paperwork, yeah.
The receipt.
Great, we need to see that as well.
If you can furnish all that stuff,
come down tomorrow.
It's going to be hard because I work all day.
Wow. Well, for $1,000, I would think you might be able to take a couple of minutes out, and you've been on the phone with us now for almost an hour.
Yeah, I know, and my boss is going to kill me, but yeah, I can come down tomorrow, sure.
Okay, what time?
I'll leave here at lunch, and I can be down there probably between 12 and 1.
Very good.
Between 12 and 1.
And then as we get all the paperwork we need to verify that your story's true,
all right.
You get closer to the $1,000.
All right.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
All right, fellas. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
So long.
So long.
Okay, now, who wants to bet we never see from
We'll never hear from
we
him.
We never hear from him again.
Absolutely not.
We never hear from him again.
That'll be that.
So, we can always send Joe out to find him.
So, here's what we're going to do.
Last name Joe.
Here's what we're going to do. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, big hello from Seattle.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
I think these guys are just robbing each other's turds, man. These guys are a bunch of...
Say that.
You can't...
How stupid is that guy? Extremely.
You know, passions run high when we play one of our little parlor games.
I said to the guy, the guy said, and he was hot. About the guys on the phone, he said.
Yeah, he was angry.
He said, "That's bull." You know.
Yeah. Right.
And I said, I deleted it out. I said, "You can't say bull. You got to say bull s." And he went, "But it's bullsh."
And so that was
said
that.
It said it again. It's like he couldn't control himself.
Fascinating. You know, I'll give Rick Jr., if that's who he really is, I'll give him credit because man, he is hanging in there, hanging tough.
Not yet.
Couple of rookies.
The delay's not built.
That's what he's doing, but, you know, a lot of people, the majority of people now are saying that they think it's BS.
Yeah. That's all we're getting on.
Stated very strongly by that gentleman from Seattle.
That's too funny.
There we go.
We're back on. Okay, here we go. We take phone calls again. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, hi.
You guys rock. That's for Tim.
Hey, hey.
There you go.
Did it perfectly. Thank you, my friend.
Sure. I got a question. If Rick Sr. filed a police report, wouldn't you be able to verify it with his insurance company? If he had homeowner's insurance or something?
He didn't make a claim.
Again, that's probably something we could
have. One of the things discussed during the break was also that Rick Sr. didn't seem
Hello?
To know his computer equipment.
Hello, Donna. My show.
Hi, this is Allie. I'm sorry, my phone discharged.
Oh, Allie. Hi, honey.
Hi, Allie. You're back.
Yeah. Great. How did I get straight through?
Well, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines, and we just we keep answering them.
But there was no screener this time. That was wild. So how are you guys?
Well, Allie, we take unscreened calls.
We do.
Hold on. I'll tell you what. Allie, I'm going to give you one more chance to call your dad.
Okay,
hold on. Give the number to Lisa again.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Put it back up on the screen for me, please.
Now, if we get through and Allie does it, what's going to be the payout?
Allie will get $1,000 of the Dish Network satellite system.
Okay.
If the other guy comes down tomorrow with all the paperwork,
and we can make sure that this really did happen,
then we'll give him $1,000, and I'm sure we can go to the Dish Network and we can get them to give a duplicate prize to
Very
him.
Very good. Okay.
That's how sure I am that this guy Rick ain't going to show up tomorrow.
Very good.
With all the stuff.
Excellent.
And we still have, who is this on the line? Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know I work in computers for a living.
Yes.
That CTX computer is what the man said the computer was. They haven't sold those things in over 5 years, and when they did, they were the bottom of the line cheapest computers. There's no way anybody's going to give anybody $800 for that.
All right.
Once again, the plot thickens.
All right, now here's a lawman checking in. Here's a cop. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I'm a fellow PG County detective, and frankly, if he filed a police report, if the father did file a police report, if he does not turn his son in after he's gotten this information, he leaves himself open to being charged with filing a false report.
That's true.
Even though he found out the information after the filing of the report, he still leaves himself open to that. So he's going to have to pursue it to that extent. It's out of his hands now whether or not the state prosecutes. The crime's been committed. The son has admitted the crime on radio, which, by the way, this would be admissible in court. You could see your tapes being subpoenaed or something if it's, the state wanted to pursue this.
All the more reason, if it is true, not a real smart thing for Rick to do.
Well, you know, you got to think someone like this isn't very bright, though, you know, if he did do this. And
well, let me ask you a question. You're a detective. You've been listening to all this. What is your take on all this? What do you think?
You know, I've dealt with people, and I've gotten a pretty good feel for people. And I got to be honest, the father's reaction seemed very genuine. There was a quiet sort of anger in his voice. He sounded like he felt betrayed. This kid, he sounds dumb. He sounds like he's just dumb enough to have done this and to be thinking that this would get him. I mean, in my opinion, this could be pretty legitimate. I mean, I think you're going to end up, if the county will even confirm the police report number since you're not directly involved in the case.
all we're doing at this point is asking Rick or Rick Sr. to come down with a copy of the police report.
That's what they'd have to confirm it.
And you say it's out of the hands, but however, the dad would have certainly discretion as to pressing charges.
Well, he would have discretion whether or not he wanted to press charges, but in Maryland, the state can actually pursue the charges without him, even if he doesn't want to pursue the charges, because this is a felony crime. If we're talking about the computer, plus if there was all these peripherals involved that his father mentioned, this falls into the realm of being a felony theft.
Listen, I guarantee, even if this is true,
I think
now,
Rick and Rick are moving to another state.
Now, these guys are scared assless. Their pants are brown now.
Right.
Not a chance they're coming down tomorrow.
Well, don't be terribly surprised if you don't get a call from Charles County and asking for the names of these guys. Don't be terribly surprised.
All right, I won't be. Thank you, sir.
All right, and guys.
Yeah.
You guys rock. That's for Tim.
Thank you,
guys.
Good man.
Cops do it right. Don and Mike, the lawman's friend. Hey, Allie Ray.
Yeah.
Guess what? He still ain't there.
Sorry, Allie Ray.
Oh, man.
We tried him again.
Might want to
just
for your own fun, tell your dad on your own.
No, actually, it's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I tried three times. I even let it ring once, then called back.
Sorry, Allie Ray.
Okay, have fun, guys.
Sorry, Allie Ray.
Allie Ray. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, is this me?
I don't. Only you can answer that, sir.
Right on. Hey, guys, listen, I was just thinking, you got to get in touch with the girlfriend. You don't know if she actually had an abortion. I think this guy sold the computer, pocketed the money, and wasn't going to tell his dad at all.
Okay. My God. Now we're really getting out there.
Absolutely.
Hello. Not on my show. Here's a pawn shop owner. Sam.
Yes, let me tell you, for $800, it had to be worth $8,000. No one's going to get that kind of money.
I agree with that.
About $100 I'll give him for the computer.
Wow.
All right.
That's your pawn shop owner.
Got you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Taking advantage of him.
Don and Mike, radio legends.
Hi.
Hey, you forgot one girl on your poll, I hate to tell you.
Forgot one are you talking about rating women?
Yeah.
Sir, we're in the middle of a major controversy.
I don't know. I'm calling Brian from Rochester, New York.
Well, you're calling during the middle of one of our investigations. We're very busy.
We are. I'm sorry. One of our major investigations.
We're very busy in the investigations unit, headed up by D.A. Joe Ardinger.
We are investigating
Joseph Fusseau.
We cannot be entertaining your calls about rating women right now.
Inspector Ardinger.
Hello, Mike Show. Hello. Hello. Bruce?
Yeah, this is Bruce.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys rock. That's for Tim.
Thanks.
Hey, this is lying all the way through. His alibi that he pawned the computer for his girlfriend doesn't stick.
It doesn't stick. Okay, thanks. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Wait.
Okay, what else?
Listen, if a man lost the computer, they, that's why he's all surprised that, hey, would you take it easy?
we can't take it easy, Bruce. I'm sorry. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Cartoon character.
Hello. Scott? Scott, gone. Okay. We got to make a decision.
Well, the final decision for Rick will be made tomorrow, right?
No, I mean, we got to decide who we go with next.
Ah.
Now, Margaret has dropped off the line. I don't know if that's because we lost her or what.
That leaves Scott out in Vegas who...
Should I try to call Margaret?
Yeah. Margaret said she's an escort.
I know we got a break, Rob, but let me just see if Margaret answers the phone.
We're talking about, of course, Margaret Cho.
Of course.
Margaret from the Bronx who is an escort, and her dad doesn't know it.
Go easy on me. Take it easy.
All right, Robbie, pick up 444 and see if it's her. See if she still wants to play the game. She got disconnected.
Oh, you're all wrong.
Margaret? Hi, it's Rob from the Don and Mike Show. Did you still want to play our game? Okay, what happened?
Did she get disconnected?
She had a bad cell.
Okay, great.
Time is money.
Okay, but we got... Rob, listen, just tell her this. Tell her we'll call her back as soon as we get done with the commercials, because we gotta do the commercials.
Hi, baby. We'll call you back in about 8 or 9 minutes after we finish commercials, okay? No sense in tying up your pretty little phone line.
Okay, you douche.
He is.
And, hey, Scott in Vegas...
Hello?
Who is possibly the most patient man in the world.
Unbelievably patient.
Scott, yeah, my cell phone bill is going to be so much money.
Scott, listen. First off, send us your cell phone bill.
Okay?
We'll pay it.
Now.
Oh, fantastic.
If Margaret doesn't pan out.
Up till 1:53 Eastern time on today's date.
Right. If Margaret doesn't pan out, we're going to call your dad.
Okay.
You're the last resort. So please stay with us.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on. Okay. We will come up with a resolution for the... I thought this would be a two-break bit.
Well, take it easy.
I thought we just... Someone who called with a lie. You know, if only the first guy from Seattle who called and said he had to cancel his wedding because he got general awards from another girl, if only he would have realized that he had to tell his dad, we could have done this in one bit.
Would have been me. That's the way it goes.
One break we could have done.
That is the way it goes normally on White Trash Bags.
So we will come back. We will call... Margaret's dad and let her tell him that she is a professional escort.
Okay.
And see if we can get a winner. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you? We're talking about cyber sports, all kinds of websites, all kinds of sites. We're walking around here at Camden Yards today, and look what... You may have seen this on the air. This is a bunny walking around with a cell phone. I'm not quite sure what... Actually, I know what this is. This bunny is on the radio now. You're with the Don and Mike Show, right?
Yes, I am, Mark.
And you have to plug the Don and Mike Show, which is on what radio station?
It's on 1300 AM in Baltimore, the Don and Mike Show. Happy Easter, everybody, from Don and Mike.
And it's also on in Washington, correct?
Yes, it is. It's a nationally syndicated show all over the country.
This is not something you should do. Do something bunny-like for me while I talk about my story here. We're getting coast-to-coast coverage right now on the Don and Mike Show, so how's that? That's pretty exciting. We own this exclusively, so this is a proud moment for all of us. We took the best that the baseball world has to offer with those of the world of computer aficionados, and we found, found some websites that even the most casual baseball fan will find is a hit.
Mark?
Yeah, I could do that. The Orioles told me that he gets something like hundreds of thousands of hits during the offseason. So check it out. Let me give you the keywords to look up. There's the Orioles. You type in there. You get that. Major League Baseball.
Mark,
baseball Prospectus.
That's important stuff, but Don really wants to say hello to Mary Beth in Washington. He wants to say hello, Mary Beth. Hi.
Okay, Mary Beth's off
Don
today, but thank you.
Saturday, a national radio show.
All right, we got the bunny in, and you can look up the bunny on the webpage as well, I guess, Stan and Sandra.
Well, he's like the ever-ready bunny.
He just keeps going. He's been thrown out of the stadium, so we thought we took him and give him a little home here. Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay.
All right.
Let's throw him off the newscast now so we can move on, okay?
All right, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Oh, man.
Bye-bye, bunny.
Desperate need of a good fecking. Don and Mike.
F you, Stan Stovall.
Yeah, we always say that.
Goddamn hair lip.
Let's throw him off the newscast, okay?
Off the newscast.
I'm angry, and I wanted to communicate that because I'm an anchor man.
All right, we're going to finish up this game right now. Let's see if we've got Margaret on the phone. Hey, Margaret?
No.
Who's this?
This is Nick and Tabezda.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, I gotta say, first off, I hold you guys in high regard. I love you and listen for a long time.
Thank you. Oh, I know, we were gonna call Margaret back. Robbie, call Margaret on 444, please. Yes.
I just gotta say, I've heard this kind of episode many, many times in the past, and there's been many less suspect victims that you guys have been much more wary of.
This isn't Mark.
And I'm having a hard time.
This isn't Mark, no.
Understanding why.
I know who this is.
You,
Lewis.
For emphasis.
Lewis.
Hi, Craig.
Frankly, if you ask me, these guys sound like they're the same age.
Now, technically, I am not going to pay $5,000 to the Red Cross because I did not know.
Right,
that
you
that
were
was,
duped.
That was Lewis, Lewis, the retard, calling in. Mike held up a sign immediately that said Lewis.
Yes, I've spoken with him recently.
And Buzz knows that that was Lewis.
Right.
And as you see, I still have on my Jennifer Aniston picture my a post-it note from months ago.
That's incredible.
No more Lewis.
Keep that up there.
And I remember that. I'm not going to let that prick on the show. And I'm not. That doesn't count. That's unfair. Because he snuck through.
We won't hold you for that.
He did.
Little bastard.
You know, it was him, though.
Once you held up the sign, yeah. It was him. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. Dick. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Okay, Don and Mike, you rock. That's for Tim.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think Margaret is a no-go.
Why is Margaret a no-go?
Well, escorts make a lot of money, right?
Yep.
Why would she do that for $1,000 to her debt?
You know, who knows? Who knows how much she makes? I'll find out. Listen, thank you. I got her on the line right now. Hey, Margaret.
Yes.
Yeah, Margaret, honey.
Did you hear that last caller?
No.
No, I don't think she was on the line where she could hear. Someone just called and wondered why you would play the game because I guess the thought is that escorts, call girls, whatever you are, you make a lot of money.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Well, I just want to come clean.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
All right.
I listen to the show and I like you guys and... What the hell? Why not try?
Fair enough. All right.
That's good. Be honest.
Well, here you go, Robbie. There's
call
the number.
Joe.
Call Joe.
Besides, you can't always use more money.
Use, use line 7 or use line 8. We'll call your dad Joe up right now and see if we can't finally get a winner on this bid.
And then it'll be Margaret's job to tell her father. We don't get him.
How long have you been an escort?
A couple of months.
How do you like it?
It's all right. You know, basically the money is pretty okay. You know, there are some days that are good, some days that are, you know, better. And then there are some days that suck.
Can you describe the worst guy you've had to be with?
Well, this one guy that I walked right out on the call, he wanted, like, really kinky stuff. Really
all right.
Stuff.
Yeah. Hold on. We have your dad online. He's willing to go on the air with us now. Let's welcome to the Don and Mike show, Margaret's dad, Joe. Hi, Joe. You're on the air.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Joe, we're playing a little game we call What My Father Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him.
Here now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There is your daughter, Margaret.
She called us, and she wanted to come clean.
So to speak.
Say hello.
Margaret, you're on.
Hi, Dad. Well, there's something I want to tell you. You know how I told you I was working as a hostess in a bar?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not. I'm working as an escort.
What? Is this an April Fool's joke?
No, it's not.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, we call this game. Go ahead, Margaret.
When you ask, like, where I was getting the money to pay the bills, you know, for my phone and everything, and I told you Sean was giving me the money. That's not true either. I was working.
And you're going to play a game over the radio?
Well, she gets $1,000 for calling in and telling her secret.
And a satellite TV.
And a satellite TV system.
Oh, yeah, that's worth it.
Well, you know, we actually asked her. We said, what's the reason? And the reason was she really wanted to tell you the truth.
I would not have heard the truth.
Yeah, what's that?
I said I would have rather not heard the truth.
What do you have to say to that, Margaret?
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'll talk about it later.
Then you probably don't want to know about the grossest guy she's been with, huh?
No.
Okay, we'll honor that.
She's telling us he's pretty
close. No, we will honor that.
I'm with you. Okay. All right, well, Joe, nice talking to you.
You too, guys.
Nice meeting you.
Bye.
Margaret?
Yes?
You ought to give a lot of that money, a little of that money to your dad.
I know. My parents' anniversary's coming up, and I'm going to send them away.
You going to send them away?
Mm-hmm.
They don't send you away first. Well, Margaret, listen, what can I say? But congratulations.
I won.
Yeah, you won. That's it. Tell your dad you're an escort. You win.
Yeah. Are you going to keep doing that?
I don't know. Maybe until I finish up with school.
Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
I don't resemble anybody. I'm an original.
You're original. Are you hot?
I'm a cutie, yeah.
No? How much, just for your hand?
What?
How much just for your hand?
How much?
You know, just if I wanted a date with just your hand.
Oh, no, it doesn't, I don't break it up. It's just like.
Oh, it's all or nothing?
Yeah.
How much for an evening, then?
$2.50 an hour.
$2.50 an hour? She must not be ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But she's cute. Well, listen, Margaret, you've won $1,000 from the Dish Network.
Uh-huh.
And boy, are they happy that they signed up with the show now.
Absolutely.
And, Margaret, you've also won the Dish Network satellite TV system with 1 year of free service. Every channel, all the premium channels from the Dish Network system that Mike and I are getting. Get Dish Network's digital home plan. 165 digital and static free channels for 3 months plus free installation. Everybody call 800-333-333. Dish. You don't have to worry about that because you won $1,000 and you won the satellite system and all the channels.
Okay.
Thank you, honey.
So, since I live in New York, I could pick it up at WMEW.
Actually, next time we're up there, maybe you can come by and pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that they're most likely they ship it to you.
Oh, well,
but either way, yeah, we'd like
to. I was saying that it would be a good idea for her to pick it up on her own.
Yeah, we'd like to see what you look like.
Is that possible, Margaret?
We'd like to meet you.
Okay.
Yeah, we wouldn't keep you for more than an hour.
Thanks. Hold on, honey.
Okay.
Hold on. And now this always happens as well.
Oh, no.
Somebody thinks it's a lie?
Even when we get a winner.
Yeah, I think
is a winner.
Of course. Yeah.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Mike, your crap detector overworked or what?
It might be, sir. But I'm willing to listen to theories.
Well, the guy was so matter of fact.
I don't think so at all. I don't think so. No, I don't think so at all. I think he was, I thought that I detected, you know, some real concern there.
As did I, but we have people who disagree with us. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Is this Columbo?
Yes, what would you,
Come on, man. I mean, that whole conversation sounded like it was rehearsed over and over again.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello there, Scott.
Hello.
Scott in Las Vegas?
Yep.
Scott, hold on. I'll give you a prize.
Okay.
What did I tell him? Let me give you a... first of all, we'll pay your cell bill, Scott.
Thank you.
And let me also give you... hold on. What do I got here for Scott? Scott, 12 months of WWF pay-per-view, okay?
Cool.
So that you'll start with WrestleMania, which is a good one with The Rock against Hulk Fag Hogan. Sunday, March 17th, 8 p.m. So you get a year's worth of WWF pay-per-view. And thanks for staying on the line all that time.
I don't have to tell my dad for that, do I?
No, you just get that for staying on the line.
Enjoy yourself.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Hold on a second. And send us your cell bill. We will pay that for you. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you guys rock. That's you, Tim.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Hey, you guys didn't even ask that girl any questions. You let her win just like that?
Well, she was kind of matter of fact, and I think we all believed her.
And, you know, frankly, we've been doing this for like an hour and a half today.
We've been sleuthing with the other guy, you know, and she was the backup plan, and, you know, you got to have a payoff.
Yeah, and it was very entertaining, but he sounded kind of young, though.
Well, you know, you never know, and that might be one that slips through the crack. I thought it sounded like he could be old enough to be your dad.
And listen, and maybe.
Who knows? We really might be up S Creek tomorrow if the first guy shows up with the police report.
But even with the police, you know, if the guy's that dumb.
I believe him more than her.
If we can match the police report.
You believed him more than her?
Yep.
Oh, Christ.
Well, everybody's got a theory.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
That girl lying, man. She's lying. That's her boyfriend. Listen to the youth in his voice. As my man G. Gornetti say, he sounds so virile, virile, potent. They're going to take that money and go have a party on y'all.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. People of disagreeing.
Yes.
That's why I love doing this game. We got a break. I know. Hello.
Hey there.
How you doing? Oh,
hey. Hey, guy.
Welcome back, old friend.
Hey there.
So what's your theory on the last lady? You think she was telling the truth?
Hey there.
Are you banned from the show?
Hey there.
We wouldn't really be able to, get an idea except from his tone. Did we discipline you in the past?
Hey there.
We did. Yeah,
well, welcome back.
Hey there.
At least he was honest with
us. Welcome back.
You know, he's an honest guy.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten.
Hey there.
Man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Hey there.
You gonna let this guy introduce Buzz?
Yeah, just how you doing, guy.
All right.
Buzz, what's your lead story today?
Today, a cannibal goes free in New York.
Oh, what do you think about that?
Hey, Dad.
Yeah. Why don't you take us into spots? I'm going to play the card, and then you can talk along like I do.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
Hey, Dad.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
It's the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crapa?
Ignorant, ignorant, ignorant. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, tomorrow maybe we'll get some resolution on the police report with Ray and the Ray Senior guy.
Rick and Rick Junior, right?
Yeah, Rick. Right, that's her name. Rick.
Ricky.
Also tomorrow, hey Ricky. Rosie O'Donnell is gay. That is the headline. We will review the tapes.
Yes, very good.
And perhaps even have a little place kid for you.
The playlist
with Rosie and Diane Sawyer.
Fantastic.
Also, brand new Lopez and Jeopardy tomorrow, and Charlie Stoss will arguing movies with Slow Joe Artinger.
Yeah.
Our chief investigator, Inspector Artinger.
I do have an update for you. Did a beautiful job. If you go to WNEW.com, not only can you click on the icon to see the picture of the pictures of the monkey picking the NCAA game,
right?
But they did an outstanding job of putting the monkey's picks up with the brackets.
Excellent.
Oh, cool.
The monkey's already 0-1.
Oh, dear.
Kent State has beaten Oklahoma State 69-61.
Well, it's a long tournament. That's all right. You'll be all right.
The monkey had Oklahoma State.
The minky.
I can't even see. I can't even see how far. I think the monkey had Oklahoma State going all the way to the Sweet 16.
Oh, dear. Well, that's going to be troublesome.
So that's bad. Don't, monkey's 0-2 because Kentucky lost as well.
Oh, no. What's the matter with that monkey?
Well, now, remember, we're still in the running for our Final Four. The monkey's Final Four. Okay, and the eventual champion,
right.
Kansas.
First he soils our studio.
Right.
Then he goes 0-2.
We found out something yesterday. Monkey poo.
Stinks.
Yeah, bad.
God damn it, monkey.
Here's some ammonia, monkey.
Here's a buzz with the news. The Buzz News Show brought to you by the Hard Times Cafe. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Get yourself the Hard Times for some soul-satisfying chili. A big old chili dog or a half-pound char-grilled burger. Check hardtimes.com.
Mm-hmm.
For your neighborhood location. Here now is Guy Elston. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A cannibal who killed a young man and consumed his private parts will now be allowed to roam somewhat freely. Albert Fentress, who cooked the body parts in casseroles and soups and served them to his neighbors.
This is not the best soup I've ever had.
Was found innocent of the charges by reason of insanity. So he's been assigned to a mental facility where he'll get weekend furloughs and unsupervised time on the grounds of the hospital.
This soup tastes like scrotum.
Oh, God.
State officials are fighting to have Fentress re-examined by doctors who didn't know this wasn't the patient's first assault.
What a great guy he is.
Oh, man. I guess it had to happen someday, performance-enhancing drugs at a Special Olympics. And perhaps not surprisingly, the first violation committed by a German athlete. Germany's leading paraplegic Olympian has been stripped of two gold medals and kicked out of the Paralympic Winter Games in Salt Lake City.
Oh, Special Olympics. You don't mean like for tar.
No, this is
like
actually Paralympics.
Okay.
It's Paralympics. A special kind of Olympics. He reportedly tested positive for a banned muscle-building steroid.
Yeah, let him slide.
He won the biathlon and the 5K cross-country skiing event where he did a lot of sliding. Germany says it'll appeal. It says the athlete didn't know. Didn't know he was taking the drug.
Right. Never forget.
Right.
It's the first known case of doping in the Paralympics 25-year history.
Oh, dear.
You have to wonder what might have happened if the flight attendants hadn't spoken up. The government says security screeners at airport checkpoints will no longer be frisking passengers of the opposite sex.
Yeah, the Flight Attendants Association says hundreds, yes, hundreds of its members have reported being touched inappropriately by screeners of the opposite sex.
Why, hello.
Well, I think you have some contraband.
Hello there.
The group says the situation did improve somewhat after the feds took over security on February 17th. President Bush says Osama bin Laden is an irrelevant parasite. Quoting Bush, I truly am not that concerned about him. The man's on the run if he's alive at all. He says the war on terrorism has pushed Osama into the margins. He says Saddam Hussein is the guy we want. Quote,
Saddam.
He's a problem and we're going to deal with him. He says we'd rather do that with the help of allies, so he says he has to talk with those allies before taking any action.
Come on, let's talk more
action. Phase two coming up, it sounds like.
Let's talk more action.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath? Not since Ronald Reagan was president have so many gays been kicked out of the military. The Service Members Legal Defense Network says 1,250 gays were dismissed last year. The Army sent away the most, followed by the Navy, then the Air Force, then the Marine Corps. The network says the number of reports of harassment are up by 25%. The military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy allows gay men and lesbians to serve as long as they keep their sexual orientation private and don't get caught. And this is the story we do every year at this time about Irish gays not being allowed to march in New York St. Patrick's Day parade. But this year,
I'm marching this year.
Both the Democratic candidates for governor are staying away from the parade, even though it used to be an important event for politicians. Carl McCall and Andrew Cuomo both boycotting the parade, leaving just Republican Governor George Pataki to take part, along with Democratic Senator Hillary Clinton.
It's not easy being green.
That's a fine parade. Look what I'm marching with.
Get in here.
Where's the deliverance tape, Rob? Where's the one where he's come on, squeal? Squeal real good.
That's the one with Ned Beatty.
Yeah, that one.
There you go.
Crack my head open.
There you go.
Squeal.
Pentagon employees.
Hold on, Buzz.
Okay.
There's a point.
There it is.
There you go.
I forgot.
Okay.
Pentagon employees are using government credit cards to buy adult entertainment, according to a new report from auditors. A check of just two naval bases in San Diego showed the taxpayer-covered credit cards being used for everything from pornography to Lego toys. One worker used the card to do their Christmas shopping. Now the Government Accounting Office report is out, and the Pentagon says it'll start cracking down on those cards.
Down.
We got to
be right back, Buzz. Hold on.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
Totally devoid of butt weevils. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, well, we just heard from Barry Williams.
Yes.
Greg Brady. Of course. 5 minutes left in the show.
How's he feeling?
Like a loser?
Wants to talk about it tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
We'll come on the show tomorrow, and he will tell us exactly what happened to him in the ring against Danny Bonaducci.
Maybe he'll be a little more candid about Danny Bonaducci.
So look for that on tomorrow's show. Now, you animals, here you go. Here's a piece of meat for you. 877-365-3636. Call the toll-free line right now. Be caller 100 and dial recklessly. Now, here again is Buzz.
In sports, the NCAA basketball tournament tips off today with 16 first-round games. Defending national champion Duke and Kansas are in action. The top-seeded Blue Devils play Winthrop in the South Regionals, while the number one seed Jayhawks take on Holy Cross in the Midwest Regionals.
Monkeys, go Crusaders.
Monkeys 0-2 so far.
And finally, Spring break is very much underway in Cancun, Mexico, where some students are saying it's their patriotic duty to party.
That's Cancun, Mexico.
It is this week. They say 9/11 convinced them to live every day as if it were their last.
All right.
The crowd is smaller this year, 50,000 instead of the 80,000 of last year. One 23-year-old who isn't even a college student is there. He says he went for the, quote, debauchery, drunkenness, and nakedness. A 23-year-old woman who's there says she's gotten enough free drink passes to last through the week just for pulling down her bikini top.
How about that?
She says she's looking forward to...
This little girl had knocker!
Hello.
Looking forward, quote, to getting wasted and getting naked.
Well, this little girl had knocker!
And really, aren't we all?
Come on down.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzzy.
Oh, no.
We did get a nice letter here today. Dear Don, Mike, Buzz, Lisa, Robbie, want to take the time to thank you. You have no idea how useful $1,000 is. This is the woman who won the contest last week, the story contest about Lisa and her love of black men's things. I want to apologize for sounding like a female Tom Gavin on the phone. The excitement of winning and the fact that I was talking to you was more than my brain was able to handle. I got grief from people I work with and know for listening to you guys. This proves how much greater. Boy, she writes like Tom Gavin. How much greater you are. I remember listening to you in my car when it was my mom's turn for carpool.
Ah, wonderful.
On WAVA, times have changed.
Yeah.
I had to tell my story that I had to tell my mom, okay, I get what you're saying. She used to listen to us as a little kid,
right?
When her mom drove her carpool. Now, when she told her mom how she won the money, she had to tell her mom that the story she read on the air was about the Knicks.
There you go.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but it was about other stuff besides the Knicks.
Yes, it was naughty.
I've tried other contests, never gotten through. This just shows you should never give up on the Don and Mike Show. 16 years, and I finally won a prize.
Fantastic.
All right, so thank you, Sharon.
Nice.
That comes from Sharon Gavin. Now let's get a call at number 100. You know, it's nice to actually get something from someone who wins something.
Yeah, our listeners aren't big on thank you notes.
No, they're big on this, though. Hey, I won a prize yesterday. Where is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Hello?
My guess, that letter's coming. That's a pretty fast turnaround on that letter.
Sure.
Don and Mike Show.
Call 100?
No. No, you asked,
mm-hmm.
And you didn't state. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
100? No, again.
Don't ask, don't win.
Don't ask, don't tell. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am the 100 caller.
That is the way you do it.
Wow, we went through the music there and everything. Why, what's your name, my friend?
Mark.
Hi, Mark. Where are you from?
Seattle.
All right, Mark. You have won, Jesus Christ, we got a ton of these. 12 months of WWF pay-per-views.
Oh, you got to love that.
Yep. Don't miss the spectacle of WWF WrestleMania Live in pay-per-view this Sunday, 8 p.m. I know it's Hulk Hogan, that big queer, against The Rock. Terry Hogan. Yes,
Terry Hogan.
Terry Hogan versus Dwayne Johnston.
Terry.
Call Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order only on pay-per-view. Enjoy your 12 months of WWF, okay?
I will.
All right, thank you for listening on KQBZ-FM in Seattle. Tomorrow will be a fantastic show.
Oh, lots of stuff going on tomorrow.
Last show before vacation. We always get kind of
crazy.
Of the wacky DJ fun. We'll see you then. Thank you, and good day to you, ma'am.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, buddy.
Rob.
You know what?
I dare you.
No, I tell you what.
What?
Tomorrow at 2:50, it begins.
You're going to be kind?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Promise.
I'll wait.
Good.
Throw your hat in the air, please, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it
at home. Oh, what is this? I'm watching a combination of the Special Olympics and the Sacramento dance right now.
No doping.
I'm watching two guys with CP.
Ice toxins.
To the Sacramento.
Agriculture. Lots of agriculture.
Are you watching the
Northern California tomatoes?
Now,
that.
I want to say.
Cabbage.
We love Sacramento.
But I love the Buzz, man.
Buzz, don't we love Sacramento?
We love, you and I love Sacramento.
We do.
Me too.
Yeah.
Bell peppers.
Stop it. We What brought on Sacramento Dance now? What brought it on now?
It's my fault. Spontaneous occurrence of the Sacramento Dance, S-O-S-T.
Okay,
my fault.
We will see you, tomorrow.
Toodaloo.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.